When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Wanger Show.
Another one.
This is episode 223, I believe.
It's 28.
228, I believe.
Yeah.
Which is the Pokemon of...
Hondor, according to Emmanuel.
Ooh.
Emmanuel Fuentes.
It's a dog, right?
It's a little donkey.
The fire dog.
It's like the dog that like guards hell. That's what kind of looks like.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like
fluffy.
Dog that guards hell in Pokemon?
You know, it's pretty dark for a kids.
Yeah. Once you start getting in the 200s, they're like, look, we know it's a kids show, but the kids got to find out about hell.
Next week's is Satan.
Yeah.
Look out for that one.
Wow. You wait till you get into the 800s where they just have ice cream.
Just really?
Yeah. It's nuts.
Didn't we do a thing where Cody had to guess like every Pokemon? Or he had to name 100 Pokemon.
What's the first 151 I did on Sporkle.
That's what it's called, the website, Sporkle.
Yeah. Right. Sporkle. I personally find it refreshing that even Satan loves dogs.
That's true.
You know, I'm sure they're very scary dogs that bark and bite a lot, but again, Satan at the end of the day is like, I mean, look, I'm a dick, but I love dogs.
I'm a dog lover.
What animals does God represent? What does he have?
People. The ultimate animal, if you will.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm talking about.
Most dangerous game right here.
I feel like God is I think God's more of a cat, like...
Oh, maybe.
I think God's like a... God probably has a ferret.
That's true. Well, cats are like... Yeah. Aren't they like the something of the underworld? Like the guardians of the underworld?
Right. Are you saying from the mummy?
Yeah.
Well, gargoyles
Not just from the mummy, but from like
from
history.
From like lore.
Like ancient history.
Yeah. I guess.
Totally vetted, verified history that cats guard the underworld, Brian.
It was either in the Bible or the Mummy 2.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one.
The Mummy 3. Oh, by the way, Mark Ellis is here. Hey, Mark.
Woo!
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Oh, man, is it good to be back in studio with you gentlemen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Almost 2 years.
Oh, yeah. How has been your quarantine?
Almost 2 years.
We're back.
We're out now.
We're out now.
But I got to tell you, you guys gave me one of the best experiences of quarantine. And it involves the sound guy.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just so much fun playing Wii Golf against you.
That's right.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
This seems so fucking long ago.
Forgot about that.
That was about a year ago, because we were probably doing that stuff around this time right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
You still got it? You still got it? You still play?
I fired it up a couple weeks ago. Ooh. Just, you know, long day. Just wanted to de-stress a little bit.
Yeah.
Popped one of those magic gummies I have.
Oh.
And I played, and I think I shot 6 or 7 under. Putt for eagle on 9, missed it. But
wow, on nine.
I mean, me missing a putt is news.
Yeah,
in Wii Golf.
Yeah.
So I'm a little rusty.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can take you now.
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far.
Because Brian's been training every day for.
Yeah, I've been preparing.
Yeah.
Once we go back into quarantine 2022, then we can go again.
Wii Golf, the Delta variant.
I've been playing some Mario Golf, guys.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you guys. Yeah, I got it. It's fun.
It's pretty good.
They have like weird, like alternate types of golf. Though it's like speed golf, where you don't even need to like get a birdie or something. You just got to like sink it faster than everyone else.
Oh, I think I see that. You like run to the other.
So
holes.
You can like hit it like 10 times as long as you.
You like run.
Yeah.
You, like,
do we have to run?
And then like go with the switch.
Basically, yeah.
Really?
You have to run around your entire home.
Oh.
No, you just hit a
button. Unfortunately, since he filmed the runner, Brian's running form has apparently gone way downhill where he just uses his right arm to run.
What do you do? You just keep the other one straight. Just keep it down the whole time.
You're like Vin Diesel shifting.
Yeah,
just,
that's how you feel.
Just super, super fast.
I haven't left the couch since 2019.
You did leave the couch, and we have photographic evidence of this.
Of what?
Because you, sir, just got back from sunny Las Vegas.
Woo! Vegas!
Where you disappointed our son, Cody, by not going to his favorite restaurant of all time.
What's your favorite over there?
We talked about the Rainforest Cafe at MGM that you decided not to go to.
Is it at MGM?
It was. It might be gone now.
Is it still there?
It might be gone.
I don't think it's there because I was there for a week, a year and a half ago, and I didn't see a Rainforest Cafe, and I would have dined in between visits to Cabo Wabo and Guy Fieri's.
We did go to Guy Fieri's,
right. When we went to Guy Fieri's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was at MGM for a week by myself.
I wasn't invited to that one,
You guys are invited this time. We're getting the whole gang. September 6th through 12th. That's our Wanger Con.
We agreed on this.
Yes. No, that's
it's legit.
What we're doing.
I don't know if it's talk. Mark Ellis, he comes on, he pretends to be our friend, and then off camera, he doesn't respond to our texts.
He just
When have I not responded to a text from you?
Check your text from me.
I'm probably going to see. Oh, wait, it doesn't count if it's a happy birthday text.
Why
I got
not?
A lot of
I
those.
Texted you. Sorry, I forgot about your birthday.
And you expect him to respond immediately?
I thought I responded to
you
that.
You did text. No. That's how it sounded, too. Yeah. Like, it texted out like that.
I'm looking up Ryan Perrette. What's your number?
That's how you know he texts. That's how you know he texts a lot of people.
He's got to scroll it. Yeah. It's like Tinder.
His contact saved.
Ah, man. I missed it. I missed it. So I actually missed his last two texts.
Oh, there's two.
Yeah.
Oh, the other one was for work.
It's like 3 a.m.
Or no.
There was
like,
one.
Was he like, you up?
On June 29th that says, what do you think of this? And it's a picture I won't show the camera. Okay. No, it says, are you in the meeting yet? Question mark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because the engineer of my show, Rotten Tomatoes, was wrong. Apparently couldn't get into his own meeting. And then
you don't respond.
He texted
me. And then he's in the meeting.
I saw you like 2 seconds later.
He's in the meeting. He's like, oh, I just got your text, Brian.
And then here, this one's tougher because my birthday, I think, was a Wednesday. So this was Thursday.
It was the next day, yeah.
Thursday, 7:39 p.m. Mm-hmm. So it's like a full day and a half.
Okay.
And it says, I'm late to the punch, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I was trying to... It's late to the party?
Late to the party.
But isn't there late to the punch? No?
No, I can beat you to the punch.
Beat you to the punch.
So you are late technically, but nobody says that.
Damn
it. Who has ever said the words, I'm late to the punch?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says, I'm late. And the punch bowl is empty? I was late to the punch.
I'm late to the punch. Period. But happy birthday! Exclamation point. Let me know where I can send a full keg of Coors Light. And that was very nice. And I will say, Brian provided the beverages for tonight's festivities to a full keg of Coors Light.
He did look up a keg.
They were sold out at BevMo. Yeah.
BevMo.
A small Coors Light keg.
That would have been adorable. We could have gotten yards. This is what happens because apparently I have it on good authority. Not only did Brian not go to Rainforest Cafe, he walked by it and he spit on it just to spite Cody. And then he wanted to go to... I don't have you as a Senior Frogs guy, but you were disappointed that Senior Frogs...
That's my place. I don't like the excess, the Tao, all the main clubs. That's too hip.
I've been to Senior Frogs in Tijuana and in Cancun.
I went to the Cancun one.
And it's nuts.
It is nuts. Have you been, Cody?
No, I don't think I have.
They blow a whistle. They pour alcohol down your throat. Awesome.
People walking around with shots that are in some sort of like test tubes.
Yeah.
As though you're undergoing a medical experiment.
They whip it out, $5 here and there.
Isn't there a bar where you get like spanked in the ass by like a paddle? I've seen that.
That's called Saddle Ranch on Sunset Boulevard.
We should do that, though.
Are you joking or not?
I swear to God. I don't know if it's in Vegas, but I've seen a restaurant where girls just line. Maybe I've seen it on TikTok. The algorithm just like fits me. But it's just like they, like, I don't know, you can just get smacked with a paddle in the ass.
It was a Rainforest Cafe.
That's why it got closed down.
This is how we get the pandas to have sex. We spank them in the ass.
I've never heard of that.
Maybe.
But yeah,
Someone in the chat knows.
Senior Frogs is fun because it's the music I like. It's like old, like 2000s hip hop.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That'll work.
Yeah. And it's free also to get in. And it's just a good time.
I feel like, where do you fellas draw the line as far as theme restaurants, like where the theme overtakes the actual meal? The example that I use, everybody might think Hooters. But Hooters does have really good wings.
Very classy.
I go to Dick's Last Resort. Are we aware of this place? They used to have them on the East Coast. Probably closed down a lot. And the whole point of Dick's Last Resort is you go there with your friends or your family, and the waiter insults the hell out of everybody at the table. It's like a roast that they do for the table.
Yeah.
They have one in San Diego.
There is one in San Diego.
There's one in Vegas, too.
Yeah, there is a...
Do they smack you in the ass?
Yeah, they do.
That's where it is. Gotta go to Dick's. Okay.
They smack you in the dick.
Yeah.
Guy Fieri smacks you right in the mouth.
They smack you with the dick. Oh, okay.
Mark, I know you're not a birthday boy, But and you're like celebrating your birthday, but when
no,
it
not
is your
until
birthday,
the day after is when I celebrate my birthday.
The day when you're late to the punch.
I want that as a t-shirt.
I'm late to,
I'm
the,
late
punch.
To the punch. I'm late to the punch.
It's just him smiling like I'm late to the punch.
But happy birthday.
Thank you.
We got to celebrate your birthday at Dick's Last Resort because that's where all the attention's on you. You get the little hat. A little it has a little
so
saying.
I've always wanted to go to one of those, but are you allowed to retort? Like, or you have to...
You just can't take the insult.
You can't, no, I'm just saying, like, this motherfucker, Jack over here.
Yeah, I don't know what the ruling is, but I imagine so many fights have broken out.
Oh, I'm
probably,
sure,
yeah.
Oh, because you just, nobody knows the line, and I dare say that if you're working at Dick's Last Resort, maybe your comedic skills haven't taken you to the next level just yet, and so you're just kind of... And then what happens if somebody comes in and they are sort of a ringer, and they're just going to mess with you, where do you draw the line back and forth? Because if you work at Dick's, if somebody retorts that you can't like get physical
you
with
can't
them.
Go yeah can't go back and
can't
go,
throw hands
go,
as
little
the kids
boy
say.
Yeah I mean the you're saying it's like a low bar low brow humor at the Dick's.
I guess so. I mean because it is called Dick's called Last Dick's, Resort yeah.
Yeah. Like so I went for this girl's birthday and
okay she, more she, no elaborate
it was like a whole party thing like,
uh-huh how many people
girl.
Four, you, her,
ten,
her parents.
Ten.
Whoa. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she had fake, big fake boobs.
Hell yeah.
That's okay. Why I'm her friend.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
But the waiter wrote a sign on her head, on the white piece of paper they put on your head, and said, my tits are bigger than my personality.
Wow.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So, too far.
Yeah. What's cancelable?
Did she think it was too far?
I mean, this was like in 2009, so
oh, everything
were way
fine. Everything's
back.
Way yeah, big, yeah. Huge difference.
Yeah. Yeah,
hashtags weren't around.
They were not. Yeah. Twitter was just in its infancy. I was texting a phone number to tweet. You guys ever had that?
Oh yeah.
Before
if you go to like a sporting event and you want to see like the text up there.
No. I didn't have.
Why don't you shut the fuck up? Oh, okay. Let the man explain.
I didn't have one of your fancy 3G Android iPhones, 3G. Whatever. I had some LG Envy Verizon phone.
You had an Ericsson.
Yeah, a Sony Ericsson. Mm-hmm. And to tweet, you literally had to text a number to tweet it out.
That's fucking great.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
That was a while ago.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. That's the show.
Yeah. I was taking a sip. I want to learn.
Are you
know
still
more
friends
about your
with
Vegas
her now?
Yeah, no, she moved out.
Okay. She moved out?
Yeah. Of wait, what? No, you don't say that. She moved
I'm
out.
I'm late to the punch.
Wow. This is, we're getting some insight into Brian. I wish that we were as good at interviewing people with piercing questions as Brian is.
Yeah.
Because if any of us had that same story, Brian would have gotten to the bottom of it by now.
Yeah.
No, that was the punchline. My tits are bigger than my personality. That's it. That's all I was going for.
I don't know. Something happened with you and this lady.
No, it wasn't even.
Were you once an employee at Dick's Last Resort?
I got in trouble.
You wrote the sign.
I was about to say, you should apply. I think you
you think I'd be good at Dick's
Last Resort?
Why? Am I mean? Am I mean spirited?
Yeah, you call me fat like every show.
Yeah.
That's the comments. It's not me.
They never said anything about my weight.
Now, if anything, what?
I might. This is completely off topic, but. Am I the one who noticed that the fan is in the frame? It's just rotating.
It's been moving the whole time.
Definitely in the frame.
Keep that shit there. Keep it there.
That's gonna be
rotating.
It's literally on our. No, it looks like part of the lower third that's like moving.
Oh yeah. I thought it. Wow.
Like it does look like you spruced up the Wanger graph.
It's a dynamic lower third.
Now you can see the logo better.
Don't let it bother
because there's the drop shadow. I was gonna wait the whole show. Damn it.
Yeah, now I'm paranoid. Is the light still in the frame? That is pretty funny.
We gotta sneak.
No one noticed it though in the warm up. I did notice. I need to get a taller chair for
Ellis.
I do look like your idiot son. Like, hey, Mark's still awake. We couldn't put him down in time.
Do
so
you want a pillow?
No. I'm comfortable.
Okay.
I'm comfortable being having three quarters of my body hidden by Coors Light.
This really looks like forced perspective now.
And I look like a giant over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Gandalf.
I'm right in between this time. This is good here. Oh, yeah. It's good to have someone who apparently looks smaller than me.
It was a cheap chair, so I might have to get a new one now.
It looks like the most comfy thing here, though. Is
from
it,
Craigslist.
Is it nice and snug?
I'm not complaining about it, and if I'm being honest, I think I speak for Mary when I say Mary and Pippin and I are just happy to be off on this fantastic adventure.
I'm literally slouching just to try to get on your lip, but this chair is too
No, cold. It's only going to make it worse, yeah. I mean,
this can be big but slouched.
Yeah, that's true.
Be nice to have something to distract the viewer's eye, like an air conditioner,
a rotating fan. That was awesome. Put it back.
All right, fine.
Put it back. Man.
We want the fan.
Yeah. No, he's not gonna find the right spot, and it's not gonna be the same.
No.
Or just right there.
That's
yep.
okay.
Yep.
Fine.
No,
it's half off.
Yeah, just a
is
little bit.
Is there a mark
bit.
In the carpet? Is there a mark in the carpet?
There it
is.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm kidding.
No, that's fine. Perfect. It's that fine. Is perfect.
Look, we can yeah. dance. We can play some early 2000s hip hop, just like Senior Frogs. But your question, Mark, was I don't know what it was, but Senior Frogs was closed when I tried to go there in Vegas.
Yeah.
A lot of the shit was closed.
You were disappointed at the lack of activities for you to do in Vegas.
I did go during the week, Monday through Thursday.
To Senior Frogs?
No, on a Tuesday.
Oh, you went to Las Vegas.
I went to Vegas in general during the week.
Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
What was the goal when you decided that I'm going to go to Las Vegas instead of a lavender farm again?
Yeah.
Or Laughlin.
My girlfriend Laura had never been to Vegas. She never experienced Vegas. Uh-huh. So I was like, I got to show you Vegas.
Yeah.
You're like, we got to make some mistakes.
Yeah. We got to make, and then we couldn't because everything was closed. Mm. So we were like sober before like 1 a.m.
What the fuck?
I was like, what the fuck am I even doing here? This is disgusting.
Get an alcohol anywhere?
You could, but it's like, what am I going to just like hang out at a casino?
Yes.
Like, I need music. You clearly
don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
You put $100 into a slot machine, you hit one button every, like, 2 minutes, okay? And you get, like, three drinks, bam, bam,
that's,
bam.
That's your...
you wait you for the cocktail.
That. Laura didn't know that you get free drinks. She's never gambled before.
Yeah, was she like, how much is it?
Yeah, she was. Because we were at a... I taught her a little bit of the blackjack.
Okay.
Oh, she lost all of her money.
No. We didn't want to bet with the real people in IRL. Because we were at the Bellagio. It was a little fancy. You know what I talk about, Cody.
Yeah, I don't.
I saw your Instagram vid from your hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
With the
real
looking
shit
at the fountain
room you guys had there.
It was a nice fountain view room.
Yeah.
But all the tables are $25 a hand.
Yeah, you got to go.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So I was like, nervous. Can't do it.
Yeah. I'm like, Laura, don't go into there.
Are you kidding me? Come on. Live a little. You're in Vegas.
At four hands, you're done. You double down. It's over.
Don't be done in four hands. Be good.
Be
better.
Are you good at blackjack? Are you guys good?
I'm pretty good.
I'm good when I'm not playing that expensive.
Yeah. What's your limit? 15?
I get my own head. I prefer 10 at the most. Yeah. $5 Excalibur 10. Blackjack is where it's
that's real at Excalibur. Yeah, you play for $5.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to find the cheaper.
Even
like,
New
hotel.
York, yeah. New York has some cheap tables too. They're usually busy, but like they advertise.
That's
cheap
the thing
blackjack.
With $5, it's like stacked. There's like a guy waiting. Well, on the wings.
Most people. Right. Yeah, most people are fishing those ones.
At Wanger Con, I am prepared to gamble most of my paycheck for the week at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club. And MGM I'll be casino. Fine if I take home a couple $100 from that paycheck.
Whoa.
Then I'm fine. So that's going to be my limit. Mm. I'll probably go to the ATM. I'll get $200 out and I'll hand it to Cody. And I will say, Cody,
weird.
Do not give me this money, no matter how much I beg for it. Do not give me this money. And just keep it, put it in my Roth IRA, invest it for me.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go blow the rest of this in 15 minutes at Brian's fancy $25 blackjack table.
We didn't touch any of those tables.
Yeah, I've never been on
there was a $100 craps table, and it was stacked.
Did you watch?
Were you
an extra at a craps table?
I've always
wanted to be an extra at a craps table. Just like high-fiving because some Texan with a huge belt buckle was just like, man, I'm feeling it tonight. Kiss my dice, honey.
I just can't imagine. They're just like stacks and stacks. Each chip is a fucking $100. Yeah. How's it feel, Cody, to have that money?
I don't.
And
really
just
don't.
Know, like, I can do without this.
It'd be great. That's how I feel at Excalibur when I go to the $5 tables. You know, I feel that way.
You got circus when you have a shit ton of tickets? Yeah.
We wanted to go to downtown Vegas, but we never made the trek out there.
Those are cheap tables out there.
Yeah. That's not Whiskey Pete's. Whiskey Pete's is State Line.
Whiskey Pete's is Prim, Nevada.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got Whiskey Pete's and Buffalo Bills. Whiskey Pete's is where that's where the cops were staying when I did my famous cop bus. Show.
What's a cop?
I did a show for cops, and a show is in quotes. I was the comedic entertainment for a busload of cops on their retreat going to Prim, Nevada to party hard for the weekend. The bus left downtown LA at 7 in the morning on a Friday. And
traffic?
We got there in about 4.5 hours.
Okay.
And I'm on the mic. I'm on the mic is the PA.
For like all four
so you're
hours?
Just like,
for all hey, 4 hours.
Oh, shit.
You're doing crowd work and...
I'm doing crowd work. I'm giving away raffle stuff. I'm telling jokes.
Whoa.
The narcotics guys in the back hated me. They were mean mugging me the whole time. But everybody else, it's like when you do a military show. Whenever you do a military show, you find the highest ranking officer and you get them on your side however you can. If it's by roasting them, it's by roasting their second in command. You get the highest ranked person on your side,
yeah.
Which is what I did. So I'm winning the captains over, then everybody else falls in line.
Oh, you want them all over eventually?
The narcotics guys never really broke.
Mm.
But I got an email about a year ago from this guy who was, he was the coordinator of the event. He was the police officer at the time, coordinator of the event. Mm. And he sent me an email just catching up because, like, we followed each other on Facebook, just like kind of. And he now works for the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Whoa.
And he said, if I ever need anything, give him a call.
Really?
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa. Let's make some mistakes in Vegas.
I know.
We can go to Vegas. We can
just do whatever we want.
Yeah. Make mistakes. I'd say 80% of the friendship forged that weekend was just out of sympathy because the cops realized what a worthless gig this was. This was a gig that I literally got because this guy who now works for the FBI called the Comedy Store cold, and I was working the phones that day.
Oh, wow.
And I had a deal with then the manager, Dean. And if because people call there, that's how like I'd get like birthday party gigs and
you
stuff
were
like that.
Birthday parties?
Yeah, it's money.
You got to.
And the deal was, if it was under, if the pay was under $300, then I could keep it. I could keep the gig for myself. Mm-hmm. If somebody called and they're like, "Hey, we have this corporate event and we have a $2,000 budget," then I had to tell Dean at the Comedy Store. Then he would probably give it to, you know, Bobby Lee or Caparulo or mm-hmm. somebody like that. Mm-hmm. But if it was under $300, I could just.
So
do
the cop gig was under $300.
$250
to drive,
and I talked him up to that. Yeah.
Whoa.
Now I got my own room at Prim Nevada.
Okay.
And I got to party with the cops all night long.
The $60 room at Prim Nevada,
right next to Barbara and Shirley.
Do you ride the roller coaster, or is that Buffalo Bills?
They do have a roller coaster at Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
But
they had a log ride once upon a time, too.
Yeah.
Whoa. I think they got rid of it, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did you just stay the night and go back the next day?
Anytime they get rid of a ride in Prim Nevada, you're like, okay, who died?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like they were just bored of the log flume.
No.
They're like, oh, well, I guess we can't do this anymore now that another one was lost.
What's it like doing a birthday?
It's just death.
Is it?
Sometimes it's.
What is it, like a sweet 16? What's the age?
A bar mitzvah?
I never did a sweet 16.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
No. When they turn 13.
Bar mitzvah
is
a. It's based around a birthday, but it's more of like a ritual than separate from the birthday.
Right?
Yeah.
At 13,
yeah.
No, never invited to do a bar mitzvah. But I've done like 21-year-old birthday parties are usually pretty fun.
Okay.
Like college era birthday parties, you can usually get them okay.
But I did a
13. I actually it was either 12 or 13-year-old birthday party, and that was the worst one.
Oh no!
Because it was at this Korean barbecue place called Gyukaku on La Cienega.
Mm.
And I assumed that they would have a private room.
Oh, you did the whole floor.
I did the whole rest. So if you showed up to Gyukaku that night,
looking
for some barbecue with your family, you also got 20 minutes of Mark bombing his tits off.
Was this? Do you get a PA? Do you get a...
No.
You know, Mike, you're just standing
nothing.
There.
Nothing.
Music? Anything?
Not
it
even
was
a
long table, and it was like you're the court jester in medieval times, just entertaining King Arthur and his knights.
Wait, was it one of those like Korean barbecue where they're cooking on the thing, too? Or no?
That
would have been loud.
No, it wasn't like a Benihana situation where like you're there while they're cooking the food.
Okay.
But I just kind of planted myself near the birthday kid, and that was where I got the famous heckle from this kid who was either 12 or 13, and he said, "Are you in Al-Qaeda?" And he said, "Because you're bombing."
Oh.
And so then I started talking about his mom.
Oh. How'd he take it?
Not well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I got paid. I got the hell out of there.
Yeah. That kid was coming for you.
But I'll tell you, to this day, I've never felt two crisper $100 bills. I got paid $200 for that gig.
Oh.
I never felt just smoother. These were definitely acquired in a drug deal.
Oh,
$100 bills. These
you checked the sack.
Yes, yeah. These were marked bills.
Yeah. Oh, what's he got?
Yeah. I got something. Thanks to Victor Bracamontes.
Hey, there it is.
Chris,
nice. Look at that.
200.
I'm not gonna feel it.
Feel it, Cody. How's it feel?
Crisp. That's pretty crisp.
Victor Bracamontes sounds like a guy who's referenced but never shown in The Sopranos.
You never see him. He's just around. He'll drop. He gave me $100 to put on black. So I went to Vegas, put it on black, and won another.
Really?
100. Yeah.
Oh, we should do that for WangerCon.
So should I just double this down?
That's what I'm trying to get you to do.
I didn't want
to
do that. I couldn't. What if I lost it all?
It would have been hilarious.
You would have only lost $100.
Yeah.
that wasn't mine to begin with.
Exactly. Here's what we'll do. So who out there is willing to put up $200? Venmo Brian and Brian. September 6th through 12th.
And we'll put
Brian will go. And are you going to Vegas for WangerCon?
If I'm invited, if this is legit.
It's literally called WangerCon.
Okay. I'm going. I'm going September.
We're going
tonight. He's going. I'm going. Is Cody going?
Yeah.
He was nodding.
He's nodding.
Yeah. How about you don't buy a bowling ball? Just hear me out. Hear me out.
And put that money on roulette.
And you just say, hey, my birthday, I want to do something in September. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm just going to. He's going to put it on hold for right now.
Brian is apparently offering you $200 to go to
Vegas. Fly away, right? How about wherever the fan flies to? They keep
That's where it goes.
Do you know how to check if the bill is legit or not?
You just hold it up.
No, you burn it and see if it's red.
Yeah, it's red.
You can feel the
red dragon.
Do you know what that means? You know what the reference is?
No, but it's funny.
All right. It's Rush Hour 2.
Red Dragon.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you guys for bringing Brett Ratner into the
Deep
show.
Cut.
Again.
Brett Ratner is in the
Separate
chat.
The art.
The collar. You check out the collar on the guy, and if you can feel the pattern in it, then it's legit.
Fucking with me right now.
That's what we had to do when I worked at the theater. Yeah, and then they have the blue line. The blue line also helps.
Don't you mark it with a pen, or you check if there's like a line there? Why would there be?
But if it's like too smooth, then like, okay, this bill is sus.
What do you mean? There's a collar on here?
Watch. You feel right here. Hold on.
So these feel the pattern? These are straight.
They make it very easy now.
You feel the pattern of the.
Oh, so it's like rough.
Right? It's not smooth like the rest of it. So that's one of the indicators. It's not the only way you can.
I mean, is the blue line not the indicator?
The blue line helps too. Yeah.
Those
were just introduced in 2011.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Those are new $100. Those are fresh crisp.
You probably have some viewers who are around my age who discovered that the government was watching every movement they make from an episode of The X-Files where Mulder teaches Scully that there is a metal strip inside the $20 bill. $20 bill and above. They weren't in $1 or 5 or 10. They're in 20 and above, and it's just to the left of Andrew Jackson, and it's a metal strip inside. And according to that episode of The X-Files, that's how the government tracks you.
You track them.
Every move, yeah. Now they just microchip our vaccines. Yeah. But back then, what they did is that. And so, and then I was watching that episode, and a buddy of mine, I'm like, we need to find a $20 bill. So I ran to my mom's purse, opened up, found a $20 bill, ripped a $20 bill. And I was like, Mom, I don't think I'm going to get allowance for the next couple weeks.
Went looking for
it. But it was there. The government knows where my mom is.
Now, we don't carry cash on us. They just track us through
the
microchips.
Literally the chip in the
vaccine.
In the credit card.
The credit card, too.
There's a literal chip.
I love how I walked you down the rabbit hole of the vaccine, then I just let you do. Like, I'm going to leave Brian here for a little bit.
I mean, our phones follow everything.
Yeah, the phones are pretty easy to track.
Yeah.
You said FBI right now, and then someone in their database, like... Someone mentioned us, and then he tuned in for a second. What the fuck is
that? Right. I got a guy in the FBI. I got a guy in the inside. I got a guy at the Bureau. That's how you know I have a real guy at the Bureau.
Yeah.
Because a fake would say, I got a guy at the FBI. I got a guy at the Bureau.
Legit.
Yeah.
And you do military shows.
And so I do military shows.
Are you going to do one?
I have defended our comedic honor against the forces of tyranny.
Are you ever going to? I mean, I guess they're pulling out of Afghanistan now, but.
There will be more wars.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
But
yeah,
they're pulling completely out.
I think so.
Whoa.
You always can pull completely out, Brian.
Yeah. They're not pulling out of the Middle East entirely. There's going to be bases primarily in Jordan and in Qatar.
But they're specifically pulling out of Afghanistan.
Yeah. Because that Syrian border, they still want some sort of defense mechanism.
Yeah.
So
that's when, like,
I honestly don't know how long that will last, but, you know, still, it's nice they get to come home.
But you also, you can do USO shows, like stateside. You can still do Gitmo if you want.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would you ever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to Gitmo.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
Have you flown a Black Hawk before?
I have flown in a
747.
Flown in a Tomahawk,
everyone's
I think.
747 is the Boeing that you...
Everyone, sure we all have flown in a 747.
I meant to...
Have you ever been in a Honda Civic before? Yeah, I actually have.
Took an Uber. I couldn't think of the big planes, the big carrier planes.
Aircraft carrier?
AC-130? Those are like the bombers. Yeah. I don't know what they are.
No, I don't think so. Mm. Being in a helicopter is pretty fun, though.
Mm, too scared of that. Too rocky.
Helicopters
scare me.
Yeah. Once you get to the Middle East, you're like, okay, we're going to transport you to base. I'm too scared of helicopters.
That's what you have to go from the base You have to get to the base. You have to use a helicopter.
Sometimes you don't have to, but
can't
sometimes
just, like, take a tank.
you would rather be in a tank than a helicopter.
Yeah, well, yeah, slow that would be.
Yeah, but like
be
not
fucking
a tank.
Badass,
yeah.
No, I've never been in a tank. That does sound fun.
Yeah.
But it sounds sweaty.
I can't imagine there's a lot of room in there.
There's no AC. In
Ace Ventura style.
I like the elephant.
Yeah. I like a nice breeze.
Yeah.
Which is why I demand an AC unit.
Doors were open on the helicopter too.
Doors were not open on the helicopter. No.
That's scary.
No, very tiny windows.
You got to wear like the headset where you can only hear each other?
I was not given a headset.
Oh.
No.
They're all talking shit on you. I think this guy's funny.
Hey, my headset's broken.
They do the Al-Qaeda bombing insult to you on the helicopter. Man.
They always tell you military shows, they're like, hey, you can't swear. You can't be dirty. Don't talk about religion or politics.
Whoa.
The most recent one I did when Trump was in office, no instruction whatsoever.
Oh,
they just did not care.
So it's the liberal media holding you back.
Kamala Harris. I don't know. I think they were just over everything in the States. If you make the senior officer laugh, as long as they're not pissed, nobody else is going to be pissed.
How do you gauge their humor? Do you have like some type of jokes, like
I
fart
imagine them all like sitting that? There with their arms folded.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people make that mistake where you try too hard to relate to them. Mm. Like, hey, it's Sandy here, right? Like, what you really want, the ideal situation is you want to make them feel like for a couple hours they're actually just back home at a comedy club.
Mm-hmm. At a
and
bar,
that's how you do it. Yeah. So you
is there
make,
drinking?
There is drinking. I'm glad you brought this up. There is drinking, but even for big shot comedians and also me, the way that they do it is no different than anybody else who's on base. And so, like, if you're in the Middle East, you're on watch for, say, 12 hours or 18-hour shifts or whatever, where you're not drinking at all. You're not allowed to drink.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're on one of your off days, you can buy tickets. You can only buy 3 tickets in a 48 or 72-hour period.
Oh.
And each one of those tickets, you can get a beer. And that's the same for us. Now, they gave us the 3 tickets. We didn't have to pay it. Mm-hmm. But you get 3 tickets, and that's all you're allowed to have.
The show.
For the duration.
Wow.
The good news is they had some sort of German beer, like Dusseldorf. I have no idea what it was called. But it got you there.
Hell yeah.
Now, I also made some friends who were not big drinkers, who were on the base, who did slip me their tickets.
Oh.
But again, the bartender knows, and so I had to have them go up and get a beer. Yeah. And so I ended up having about 5 beers.
Of this, like, strong 8%.
Of this strong German beer.
Dumbledore beer.
You shall not pass this driving test.
It's Gandalf.
It's Gandalf.
Come on.
All right.
We should have let it go.
It's the same guy.
Different old wizard. Damn it.
Did you host the Schmodown? Come on, dude.
Oh, man.
Have you seen an Intergeekdom match where I'm asking questions? I'm like, this orc named the Bridge of Fire.
Oh, I imagine you have to pronounce
after what spirit
names.
Horse? I have no idea what the hell they're talking about.
Silnarils.
Yeah.
I think that
Galadriel.
Silnarils.
I don't know.
I think that makes it funnier, Colbert. Though, mm-hmm. if they make you pronounce all these names and stuff.
We do. You should see. Christian really struggled with it. I don't struggle. More often than not, when somebody spins Middle Earth, Christian and I just look at each other and we're like, oh, God. One of us is going to have to take this. So
well, it's all edited now, too, so it's just like, I'm going to pick it up.
When we're doing a live match, it literally looks like two monkeys trying to solve a Rubik's Cube.
It's Zoolander, you're hitting the fucking computer while trying to figure out how to spell this damn word.
Yeah, Galahad. And the person answered that they've already got the question right.
No, they're pissed off because they're like, wait, hold on a second. What? That's what you meant?
Yeah.
I got it. You got to have like a Middle Earth
challenge.
A Middle Earth consultant come in who's like fully in character.
Yeah, like, Dumbledore.
What was the name of the sword in this one?
Yeah, you got to hand off the responsibility.
In Jeopardy, they'd call over to like the celebrity guest or something like
it's
that.
It's the only way.
You just have Dumbledore there answering all your questions.
Well, unfortunately for Harry Potter, John Rocha's rate is exorbitant. We cannot. Pay what that guy makes at Universal.
Is he still out there?
No.
Oh,
no.
I say.
No, he's doing well with his independent endeavors with the Outlaw Nation and company. But he was good. I saw him perform as the train conductor at the Wizarding World.
Yeah.
He also did the wands occasionally,
yeah,
too.
The one of the times that I knew he was working there, I was going to try to go, because he did the Ollivanders. That's where the character he was playing. That's where you go in, and you basically get your wand chosen for you. You got to pay like $80, but then, you know, they're here's your wand!
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
It's a whole show. You get chosen.
One person gets chosen.
I never get chosen. No, it's a just fucking never. Kid.
Because you're Mexican.
And that's a fucking child. I'm like, you're not going to remember this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. You're not an adult who goes to Senior Frogs on a Wednesday.
You don't deserve this. Again, the Disneyland trip. You didn't earn this, kid.
No. I bought this pass,
and this is my time.
He doesn't even pay for that. His mom paid for that. You pay for your pass.
Yeah.
That kid hasn't earned anything in life. No. Certainly not a wand.
No, and he gets a wand. Yeah. But that's the thing I have with Harry Potter. Is like every magical event in Harry Potter sounds like an excuse for an uncle to get a kid down to the basement. Like, hey, do you want to go see the Sorting Hat? Yeah. Don't tell your parents.
Yeah.
You want to go see which wand you get?
You want some butter
beer? But it's a secret between us.
Yeah. Check out my goblet of fire?
Yeah.
Come on down to the Chamber of Secrets. Yeah. Oh, God.
Come join
bad.
The Order of the Phoenix. It's not a cold, I swear. Oh,
yeah. Down here, we only speak parcel tongue.
Oh. You want to see my snake?
This is bad. Oh, boy.
This will be flagged on YouTube. We're not on the air anymore.
Yeah. Just stick with the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah. Damn. Oh, boy. I read those as kids.
There you go.
Yeah, Berenstain Bears. Yeah. Hey, by the way, if you haven't liked the video already, please hit that like button. We'd very much appreciate it. There's almost 150 people watching. That's the original Pokemon. The original Pokemon Pokedex right there. 150.
Yeah.
150, not 150. They didn't add Mew till later.
I know, but like, come on.
Slut. No, don't give me that shit.
No, it's like when there's an album and like the band has a good song that's a bonus track like that you don't consider part of the album.
Japanese
it's
track
part of the fucking album. Okay?
All right, fine. 151. Oh,
so the California Blink-182 Deluxe.
That's an extra 12 song. That's different. I would do better.
Very good, though. Yeah. Very good.
I would say like Not Now on the self-titled Blink.
There you go.
Album.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, Mark, you know as well.
But like a hidden track.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So be sure you guys hit that like button. Also, by the way. Since Mark is here, he is doing some comedy soon, y'all.
Yeah.
Woo! Hey, July 24th, Mark Ellis and friends, Seattle, Washington at Corazon? Is that where you're playing?
El Corazon, Corazon. It's a theater in downtown Washington.
Woo!
It's going to be a lot of fun. You get tickets at markellis.live.
Hell yeah.
Not the old website because it's now rabbit porn.
Oh, we're going to
MarkEllis.live is where you go. See you soon, Seattle.
Hell yeah. And by the way, if you guys want to get tickets, you can go into the description right now.
Is that
check the
Vegas
link.
Space Needle? Or is that the actual Space Needle?
That'd be great.
Is there a Space Needle in Vegas?
The stratosphere.
It's not a Space Needle, though.
Yeah, it's not.
This is a literal Space Needle.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Space Needle's function is.
You never been. You never sat on top like that.
I had never actually sat. That's not a real picture.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Right.
Molly has been on top. I have not.
You should have went to the stratosphere and jumped off their Space Needle. They have the thing where you can
not bungee jump.
Yeah, but it's the same thing where you just jump off. And kind
or
of
the roller coaster that just like stops.
That one
over.
I won't do. I'd rather just jump.
Oh, let me die.
Wanna, you know, I just want to do it.
I just want the feeling.
Fuck it. Yeah.
No, fuck that. That's terrifying.
You wouldn't want to jump.
No,
oh, I did.
Jump never, or the no, or the roller, if you had to choose one, would you stop on the roller coaster over the edge?
Neither.
Or would you just?
I would pay.
If you had to choose one. I have $200 right here.
I will give you $200 just to not do it.
No, I'll do the roller coaster before I bungee jump.
That's the one that hangs off.
You just like go.
I guess it would be that. One.
I know that I'm not heavy enough to snap the cord when I jump down, so I think I'm doing the jump, guys.
Yeah,
I'm not trusting the brakes on this fucking.
You're not
coaster.
Heavy enough, but what if it springs you up higher?
Then I'll get a good view. You know, higher than the fucking.
What do you mean higher? You want to go higher.
I don't
want
to. No, why would you
want
to go
return
higher?
To your home base?
No, I don't like it.
I just feel like if you're going to bungee jump, that interview, it should be like if you're going into major surgery where your whole family gets to talk to the doctor and the doctor's like, hey, this is what we're going to do. These are the degrees on the wall. Like if I get that level of care with whoever's hooking me up to the bungee jump, then I might do it. But I don't trust Dale. Who is
flunked out of college?
He's just that's where he works.
He just
now
works here.
Oh, these hooks seem to fit together. Okay, here you go.
So you guys, none of you have bungee jumped
The record, I don't think the Vegas one is a legit bungee jump where you're like you're going up and down. I think that one you jump off and you're free falling for like I don't know 5 seconds or so, and
you're
then
not...
it, and then it like catches you and it like it guides you down.
To the ground?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I would jump out of a plane.
You would skydive over Bungee jumping.
Yes.
Fucking crazy. Wow.
I don't know about that. Yeah. That's a thinker.
Maybe I shouldn't with my heart and chest pains.
No.
With a child.
Yeah, maybe not.
The first time you go bungee jumping, you have to be attached to someone. I don't think you go by yourself.
Skydiving. You're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Skydiving, yeah, you have to get certified for that to go by yourself or something.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're attached to somebody. Somebody's like right there on your back the whole time.
Yeah, you're like a child in the front.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's why I do it.
So it's a guided.
You're in someone's hands.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you know that, so for Point Break, most of the jumps were not the actual actors doing it. But Patrick Swayze was already certified to be like he could jump on his own. Whoa. But the insurance company would refuse to let Patrick Swayze film a jump. And so after they wrapped shooting, Patrick Swayze went back up in a plane and they took cameras. And so there's a couple shots in Point Break that were actually post production that they filmed.
Reshoots.
Because Patrick Swayze could then do the jump. Yes.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. He's a badass.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise does that shit too.
Does he do it for real though?
Mission Impossible, he did. Yeah.
That's why you produce the movies yourself.
That's why he did it. Oh, so he could. Because I think he wanted to do stunts for Mission Impossible 3 or 4.
I think it was Rain Man.
give yourself one. That's good.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. But yeah, so you're in Seattle.
The least stunt worthy Tom Cruise movie.
It's him driving a car down the road.
Yeah, for Lines for Lambs. Yeah. He's actually wearing that suit.
You're in Seattle. You're with Ken. And who else are you going?
Daniel Bridge Gad's going to be up there. Yeah, it's going to be a good show. Very excited about it. And it's a cool theater. It's one of the last places where Chris Cornell and Tom Morello performed together.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, a lot of music history up in Seattle, too.
And you're getting paid $250 for this show?
It's a birthday. It's a 13-year-old's birthday party. It's at a barbecue joint, but y'all can come and like support. That'd be great.
You're just at the end of the table.
You know what? I would love to do that gig again now, but I would just have all of our fans go.
You should do it. At the end of the table, there's Mark doing his stand-up.
And I would just roast all the kids because now I have the rest of the restaurant on my side as opposed to we're not paying for our meal with this.
Yes.
This
is...
Wow.
So there you go. Make sure you guys go and buy the tickets right now. Go buy them. Buy.
Bye.
That was one of their best songs.
It was a good song.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like the song Larger Than Life has aged well.
Why?
Brian, defend it.
I want to hear his take.
It sounds like he's singing about he's calling a female interest very overweight.
So?
Mm. No.
That makes you larger. Right there.
No. I think it's a metaphor.
It's about being...
I understand the poetry
for their bigness.
Of the Backstreet Boys.
Yes, it's like, no, you're larger than life. I get it, but there's also a movie called Larger Than Life about Bill Murray and an elephant. So
maybe that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Maybe they're
big fans. If they're in love with an elephant, then I will rescind my previous comment.
In Mark's defense, the previous lyrics before that are, you're so fat now.
He ate fat.
Life. That's what it is. Again, the metaphor.
It's the 90s, so.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Slyly in there. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Got it.
You really put on weight. But WAIT, which means I will wait for your hand when you're ready.
So we got Mark doing comedy. And also, just while we're doing a little bit of housekeeping, really quick, we have a brand new video dropping this weekend.
I've seen it.
Did you really?
I sent it to him. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay. Now, listen, it's actually pretty huge because it's
larger than life.
Brand new video.
That should be the poster for WangerCon.
It really should be. Yeah. I think we might make it. It's available.
Think we can put it on the side of the MGM.
That would look great. People will see that. They think it's a magic show.
You guys look like a magician.
I'm the charismatic magician. Christian's like either the producer or my assistant. Yeah. And then Brian's just a headless man.
He's the invisible man. Yeah.
So you remember those sit and sleep commercials where Larry, then Larry's assistant's like, Larry, you can't have a sale that big. Christian is the guy, Larry, you can't. Cody, you can't take away his body. He'll be disembodied. And Cody's like, wait, I got an idea. And Brian's just happy. Brian is the guy that will bungee jump.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
I'll do it.
So that video is currently it's available right now on Patreon. If you want to join our Patreon, patreon.com/wangers.
And you get bonus content from tonight's show.
You do. Oh, yeah, bonus. We actually did a preview show right before
Handies
this.
During the panties. Make sure you're sanitized.
And then it will be released this Saturday. It's actually a really big, huge announcement that we're going to be making some changes to the channel.
Yeah.
We're announcing a couple new things, and it's actually really exciting. So we're very excited to, step into this new world.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can, yeah, bring you along with us in this new adventure. So stay tuned for this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. And yeah, check out the Patreon.
Big cocks.
God, I love.
Yeah.
I usually hate sound drops on shows because it just interrupts the flow. But the joy that you get from hitting buttons on your cute little iPad there brings me such pleasure, too.
Yeah. Big blast and big cocks.
Yeah, yeah. I just...
You don't get that everywhere.
No, is that from last week? Really don't.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Hey, ladies.
Oh...
Well, that's our segue. Oh, that's our like that's our interstitial. Yes.
That's how we get out of the. That's how we. Because I can totally understand that like housekeeping and like plugging stuff can get boring. That's how we get out of it.
Just all right. Hey, ladies.
I'm just so happy to be drinking with my three uncles here. Look at this shot. I've sunk lower.
You're still kidding. Yeah.
I couldn't tell if you were slouching or if that's just.
Oh, I'm totally slouching. Okay, yeah. All right. I could stand up. I could.
No,
get
no,
up,
no,
I
no.
Guess,
it's fine.
Bit.
I think it's.
You
funny.
Look relaxed.
Yeah.
Man.
What's the coldest
good thing
beer
the
we have?
Fan
left?
Is fanning the camera over there, not us.
No, yeah.
It's rotating. It's keeping the computer cool. Christian, don't change it. It's just not hitting Brian. That's why he's
there
brought
we go.
It up.
Okay.
When we made this deal, we knew this was not to perform any actual service.
Actually,
it was a
do
prop.
Feel it now?
Feel it. Now you feel the difference.
Look at the bills are moving now. Oh, God.
I was getting the computer.
I was wondering. You should have said something because I feel great.
Look, these computers run very hot.
They run
hot. It's live stream. You got to be careful about these things.
We might lose the connection if the computer's overheat.
Yeah. So I get it.
Here we go. Now we're back. We're back, baby.
That fridge is clutch.
Wenger Con
16.
There we go. Oh, yeah. Not 16. The 6th.
Professional do it.
September 6th.
What year do you think it is?
2020.
So last time you were on,
mm-hmm.
Were you ever... Were you on, oh.
Oh, there goes the bill.
I guess it's mine now.
Christian gets the hundy.
The government knows where it went.
There it goes. See, that's what happened when fan blows.
How many
wind
people
to
did
you?
Cocaine with this $100 bill, you think?
Everyone.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Me.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
What if that was a Patreon tier for WangerCon? It's like at the $100 tier, you can come do coke with us in a hotel.
Cocaine Con is the real con.
Yes. At the Bellagio.
CC.
Overviewing.
While the fountain's going on.
During the quarantine, were you on with us? Did we have you on for like a separate show, right? We did.
We played a lot of Wii Golf.
We did
I think
a lot of
I
those.
Did
you did the show a couple times.
I did do
you
the show.
You filled in for me once, I know that.
Yes. And I had a great time. It was one of the things that just keeps you going. It keeps you all we really had during the pandemic was just like those carrots dangling in front of us, like, just get me to this. Just little checkpoints along the way. And the Wanger show was a comfort. It was a port in a storm. If you will.
Oh, soundbite that.
Yeah.
Save that one.
I think
one.
You spoke over it, though.
It's like, yes, I think it you is. Got yes, whoa.
Yeah,
can you
whoa.
Say that? Can you say it again?
The Wanger
whoa,
Show.
Oh,
that's great.
Man.
Damn it, Cody. That's
great stuff you're giving us here, Mark.
I was going to say, like, I don't have many sound bites here in the Wanger Show, and I'm not tooting my own horn, but it's like, because I'm so professional and measured when I talk, that it's just not going to happen.
You don't say stupid shit like we do.
No. Not usually.
No.
Although you could probably piece something of that larger than life out.
The only one I can think of is the one from Schmodown, where you call out, where you call out Cody.
I know, Brian's
I'm looking for it.
I love looking at Brian's setup here.
He's got so many.
There's hundreds. There's hundreds of sound bites that he has to scroll through here.
To search Mark. Let's see if any... Oh.
I have my own here we go. File.
Yeah. Well, I hope you go.
It's got downloaded.
It's shaking.
You know.
Got to save it. Got to play. Mm-hmm. Oh, now I got to go all the way to the bottom.
Yeah, scroll down.
Got to scroll to the bottom.
We're
going to
wait for it. It better be good.
Oh, no,
we're
no.
Get
you
there
guys
now.
Talk. Scrolling
with
Brian.
By the way,
we
if
want
you did,
the audience to know how long this takes. Go ahead.
Ungrateful cock. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I remember
that. Is that from the Schmo Show or is that from this one?
I think it was Schmo.
Ungrateful cock.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably some good stuff there of just me saying stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at that point, you're just reacting to the show.
Yeah. Nothing else? That's it? Yeah. That's the only one you
he
have.
Has to download again and then scroll down
to the
bottom?
Yeah,
again,
yeah.
We need to know how hard Brian works here, so let's
that's
let him go
the,
ahead and
that's
download.
The, if you're a Wanger Patreon member, but you're not in the Coke level, when you go to Vegas, then you just get into a room, and it's just Brian looking for sound effects.
What do you guys want
while we're
wanna
doing
hear?
Blow in the other room.
Oh, yeah. That's the...
That was caca. The caca?
Mm-hmm.
The infamous caca.
Oh, yeah,
golf.
I remember that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't do that one now, though.
I just not.
Yeah. You guys can talk while I'm just searching through this.
No.
I don't know.
We need them to get into your world here, Brian.
Why?
And by the way, if you are sending in super chats or Streamlabs, don't worry. We will read those at the end of the show. I promise. We'll make it work this time. I promise you.
My watch just told me to stand up.
I hate when it does
that. Tell my watch to fuck off.
Yeah, don't tell me. Don't tell me what to do.
Cody Hall, that's a wanger.
There we go.
That's a wanger.
Cody Hall, that's a wanger.
That from a live event?
Yeah.
I think it was. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't remember which one.
I don't know either.
Yeah. I love getting rounds of applause for you guys at the live events. And you guys never, ever once wanted to acknowledge it. You're just like yeah. Here's my impression of Cody when I had a theater full of people give him a round of applause. This is exactly what Cody did.
Audio only listeners, you know what I did.
Because at that point, we're all just stressed and angry.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And just infuriated about everything
at the end of the night.
At the end of the night, it's just like, you know, it's
at the end of the night when I go on stage by myself to do the post.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, we need some cheers, we need some boos.
Oh yeah.
And that's the worst part of the show for me, is because like I'm on stage and I ask people to boo me and they're booing like they're yelling shit at, and I'm like, okay, you guys are really good at this.
I just needed like 5 seconds of that. I didn't need
throw something at me, sir?
Guys, I'm talking over the booing, and you're still going. Okay, this is not what we need. All right.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's it? That's all you got?
That's all I only got. I'm trying to think of if I pulled some Ellis. I don't think so.
He's pretty good.
There's a clip right there. I'm trying to think if I pulled some Ellis. No, I would know.
Yeah. Mark's a good boy. Yeah. A dirty boy, maybe,
he's
still.
A dirty boy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Dirty receiver.
That was the last time you were on the show.
Dirty guy.
Like in person, right?
Yeah, last show was the dirty guy.
The dirty boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we saying Bob Saget was a dirty boy?
He's a dirty guy.
Dirty guy. Yeah. Dirty guy.
But you looked right at him when you said
he's a dirty guy.
That's what
you did. Is Brad Garrett a dirty guy?
Is he a dirty guy?
Yes.
He's a dirty guy.
On stage, yes. Dirty boy. He is hysterical.
Nice.
Very quick, very funny. Does a lot of crowd work.
I like it.
And that green room, I'll get you boys in the green room. Because the green room, if Brad's there, he's chilling. He's super nice. His dog hangs out, and he'll take a picture. He'll make fun of you. He'll roast you mercilessly.
Oh, man. Oh,
nice. But the best part about that green room, there is candy for miles. Oh, it is
candy.
Like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Whoa. You cannot believe how much. A lot of free booze in the fridge, too. There is so much candy in this place.
Is candy like...
Every jar you open.
Is candy like code for like cocaine?
What kind of candy are we talking about?
A lot of drugs.
Okay. Yeah.
Quaaludes.
Candy in Vegas. Like, come on. I get what you're putting down here, Mark. I get it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Now, given Brad Garrett's most recent career return, maybe there's a lot of Jimmy John's sandwiches in there. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh.
Always wanted to try it, but then we found out. Damn it.
Yeah, the double J. Yeah.
Gosh, dang it.
I had Jimmy John's one time.
Again, separate the art from the artist.
No, and I'll tell you why.
Put it right back.
Because
those sandwiches are very representative.
The sandwich I had at Jimmy John's, not much better than the actual Jimmy John's.
There was just nothing. There's no art in there. If I find out
Jersey, like Mike from Jersey Mike's is a racist, I'm going to cry. Like, that's going to be terrible.
Jersey Mike's is good. That's your spot?
That's my... Oh,
Jersey Mike's would be my...
I would fuck a Jersey Mike's sandwich.
Wow.
Dude, he came in hard there, huh? But then he's...
I did.
And
oh
we
my
all,
God, my yeah. dick is shriveled.
I mean, I've been very hungry for Jersey Mike's.
I've never fucked a
I'm
Jersey
going
Mike's.
To have
not once. Not once. Come on, guys.
I don't think I've ever fucked a Jersey Mike's.
I went to Philippe's on Sunday.
I've never had the urge.
Oh,
to
the
put
French
my
dip place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got worried because it was on a Sunday.
Because your dick was in the middle of the sandwich.
Oh, and I had a pickle, too.
Oh no, we're in this situation again.
Amber's like, "What are you doing?"
Well, you can suck my balls.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, what about the
the Ellis one? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I have the Crazy Train one. I don't have the like, just the basic I.
Fair enough.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I didn't pull what
you
wanted me to
do. Your job better.
Yeah, do
your
job, Brian. Okay.
Watch all of our content.
Yeah,
I do.
Not the baseball streams.
I watched that part.
Hey, look,
where
this man bought 30 Coors Lights and brought them over
God
here.
God damn it. Okay.
Right. Where did you get this? This is like a Ralph's.
Smart and Final.
Smart and Final.
Yeah.
You're smart and Final.
Smart.
So this Coors Light was made in 2017.
It's overstock.
I kind of want to check the expiration.
No, it's a summer.
2021.
It's a summer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like May-ish.
Yeah. A couple
start
months.
Start of summer.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to the liquor store down the street, and they only go up to 12 packs.
Yeah.
But I wanted the... wanted the visual of a 30 right there.
Oh, okay.
One
I see what
the,
you did.
The yeah. liquor store is near my place. Has a walk-in freezer now.
Whoa. I love the walk-in beer coolers.
So cool.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Like literally
cool. Yeah. Not a metaphor. Yeah.
Not a metaphor. A
There's
simile.
A bar in Vegas. I think it's at
it's an ice club. Monte it's like Carlo. An ice yeah. igloo.
Monte Carlo's not there anymore.
Cody is just losing his mind. We might not get Cody to Wanger.
When's the last time you went to Vegas?
Hold on, go down lower.
I stayed in Monte Carlo in 2015.
That was 6 years ago.
What happened?
Yeah,
you I had saw a kid. The Blue Man Group there.
They're at the Luxor, aren't they?
Yeah, they were at the Monte Carlo when I was there.
You know, like huge like sports fans know specific moments in sports. Yeah, Cody knows exactly where he was and when where he stayed in Vegas.
Monte Carlo. Yeah, room.
Has it been replaced
with Park MGM? I think it is.
No.
That's my people doing it too.
No, yeah. Park MGM is a different thing.
Or the Link.
I've been in Park. No, Link's
Monte
on the,
Carlo
you don't know
is like
the fuck
a staple
you're talking
of old
about.
Vegas.
No, yeah, we asked. We went to. We'll talk about a Top Golf.
You asked,
and then we got a taxi.
What if they replaced all of Monte Carlo with the Top Golf at MGM?
Yeah, look so it up, Cody. What does it say?
There's two Park Top MGM Golfs in Vegas.
Okay, according to an article from 2016.
Right after you left. Yeah.
Bye-bye, Monte Carlo. Las Vegas Casino Resort being replaced.
To what? Park MGM?
It's Park MGM.
Yes.
Oh,
question
no.
me? I was sober in Vegas. Everything was closed.
You almost had me?
Because I've been to Park MGM.
You went into Monte Carlo.
You were
been
your
there.
Old stomping ground.
Oh, God.
When was the last time you went to Vegas? Was it your bachelor party?
No, it was when me and Adam went.
With
Mark's thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
It was me, Adam, and Mark at Harris.
Mm. For Las Vegas Con, for the Comic Con there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. For CryptoCon.
Whoa. Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is Cody a different guy in Vegas? Does he still do his little?
It's exactly who you want Cody to be in Vegas, and Adam Smith is exactly who you want
Adam Smith
to be in Vegas.
Adam's just great.
Oh, we talked about it like 2-3 weeks ago.
Right.
You at a blackjack table, you like narrate or
I like to talk a lot.
Yeah, he just keeps conversation going because everyone else there is sitting there like
serious.
Or, what
the only
does
time
Adam
anyone
do?
Ever talks is like when you're pissed off at the person next to you.
Yeah. I can see Adam be like, "Oh, I wouldn't do that."
Yeah. It's your money.
But it's also my money, too. And you're at the end of the table. Don't do that.
Yeah. I'd say it's for what my style of talking at a blackjack table, it's surprising I've only been threatened to be stabbed a couple times in my career of Vegas, which goes back to like 2003, probably, which is like driving from California to Las Vegas. Because we used to go a fair amount when I was first out here because I didn't have anything to do on the weekends when I was doing open mics. And so my buddies and I would just like gas up the car, go stay at the Motel 6 off the strip. Still the best water pressure I've ever had in a shower.
Whoa.
Motel 6 off the strip in Las Vegas.
Okay. Wow.
Best water pressure I've ever felt in my life.
That's
out
where
of
we're
shower.
Staying for WangerCon.
Motel 6, I'm down. Yeah. We'll get a little convention room or
cheap,
whatever there.
Cheap,
yeah,
you can walk to the strip.
Room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be in town that week in our community. Gonna be a lot of folks.
You have some insides.
I put out a couple feelers, and then they tell two friends, and they tell two friends.
In Vegas?
We're not doing a Schmodown event, no. But a lot of some Schmodown folks, some people that just we know, maybe a Knapsack, maybe a Macuga.
Well, everyone,
a bunch of people are gonna be there. It's like if we're one of those old like Monsters of Rock, and it's like you're just gonna see all the tracks go up. Mm-hmm. You're gonna see Brian Perez, Cody Hall, Christian Rubalcaba.
But on like the main stage, you guys are on the main stage. We're on the side stage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's WangerCon. I happen to be performing at a comedy club during WangerCon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is the way I look.
Where's
at
our meet? Motel 6 meetup? Is that what we're saying?
I'll stay at the Bellagio. Let's do it.
You guys can have my room at the MGM, and I'll stay at the Motel 6. It's that good. It's also NFL kickoff weekend.
Where
Cody's beloved football team is going to be playing on Thursday.
Cody, think about it. That's your second birthday. Yeah. That's basically your second birthday.
We get to watch Cody watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I don't think I've ever played the Dallas Cowboys. I can imagine what that is. Just the stress beating off your body.
You watching a game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm not fun.
Well, maybe for that.
The stress beating off your body.
Yeah.
I get so stressed it actually jerks me off. The stress itself manifests itself into a hand and it just tugs.
So do you ever let up like when they're up by like say 20 with like,
no,
a
like over,
5 minutes
over the years
left?
I used to be horrible. I used to be terrible to watch sports with just because I was always so mad because my teams just sucked. But like over the years, the Bucks mostly.
Having Tom Brady as your quarterback is a level of calm that I will never know as a Washington football team fan. Because if you ask me the 20-point question, 2 minutes left, I'm still pacing. I'm still nervous.
Know. It can happen. Yeah. Anything can happen.
Yeah. With our defense this year coming into it, I'm a little more confident.
That was a damn good playoff game we had.
I am very excited about the future.
Yeah.
But I will be the biggest Bucks fan besides Cody on that Thursday night because they're playing the Cowboys.
That's true.
So
America's team.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like America.
No.
Right here. No.
Okay.
No. Not that America.
Not the Dallas. Not Texas, right? Like, who fuck Texas?
That's not the America that I go overseas to tell jokes for.
Pretty much.
You're going to move to Texas in like 2 years.
I'm
going to
move there.
Yeah. Everyone's moving to Texas.
That's the next thing is every comic already moved to Austin.
They're already there.
Every podcaster's going next.
Everyone's there.
Yeah, Rogan said I could get a deal in the studio, so I'm going.
You can only podcast from Texas.
Yeah, that's it. No. Yeah. Their Wi-Fi is great.
You don't need a license to podcast from Texas.
It's further away from the equator.
It's closer.
Might be closer, depending on what part.
Oh,
of
actually,
you're
the northern part. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah. Like the
Texas is
deep.
Pretty huge. I don't know if you know
big
that.
States, Lone Star.
Amarillo is further north than we are, I believe.
Oh,
yeah.
But when you were in Vegas, you went to Topgolf.
Topgolf,
and that was your first time ever going to Topgolf.
First time, yeah.
Isn't it fuck?
It's expensive as fuck.
I was bracing for it.
It's like $100
like,
an hour.
Just shit
who
on it.
Cares?
I know.
You're in Vegas, Brian.
I put that aside.
You stay at the Bellagio. You go to Vegas, and the roulette machine just spits out hundreds at you like it's your own personal ATM.
You won $200 from a fan.
Take us to Topgolf, you cheapskate.
I met Victor over there, and he gave me some more money to gamble with. So I didn't pay a cent in Vegas.
Okay.
What's his last name?
Bracamontes.
Bracamontes.
It's a great name.
Yes.
It's awesome. It's fucking fantastic.
Bracamontes.
That's a $200
and Victor,
name.
You know what? If your last name is Bracamontes, you are a victor.
Right?
You're a winner in life.
Else.
There's no Cody Bracamontes.
Yeah.
No. Uh-uh.
Doesn't work.
What do you guys do if next week you just see my Twitter handle and it's Mark Bracamontes? And like, I legally changed my last
that's
name.
That's got a good ring to it.
Mark Bracamontes.
Mark Bracamontes.
You're like a play-by-play for NFL Sunday. I'm here with Joe Buck and Mark Bracamontes.
Mark Bracamontes is the play-by-play guy.
Yeah,
you have like true, some retired football player.
Yeah,
alongside Fred the Hammer Williamson, I'm Mark Bracamontes.
All right.
But Topgolf was fun, regardless of the price. We went during the day.
Yeah, I mean.
We didn't get a reservation.
It is expensive.
I was worried about going at night and it being full.
At night, you would have probably had worse chances, but during the day, I'm sure it was fine.
And two levels were out of commish.
Okay.
Like there's four levels. They said only one and three are open.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
there's more to that word.
Commission. Out of commission.
You're the millennials.
All three of us were Zoomers. Very confused.
You guys looked at me like, what the fuck
what
is
the
he
fuck
talking about?
Say?
Out of
commission.
Commission is short for commissioner.
Oh, I guess, yeah. If you look at
it. Not commission.
They're
it's
out of commission.
Totally different words.
So what level were you on?
I think three.
Oh, that's
three
not four. Bad.
Yeah, I wanted to go on the upper levels.
Close to the big boys.
That one was in commission.
That was all up in commish. Okay. Yeah.
All up in that ass.
Okay.
But
and you hear Ellis died on the bungee jump, so it's going to be out of commish for a couple hours.
But yeah, I had fun. I didn't really play the game. You're supposed to hit it in the flags and stuff.
Wait, okay. I thought you meant you didn't golf.
I got golf. Like,
Brian,
I went with a group that none of them were golfers.
Sure.
Two people tried it, and I was the... I. Kind of golf. I know how to swing. I don't know if you guys saw my Instagram video. It's pretty good.
You know how to dress the part,
what?
As you can tell from our Wii golf tournaments.
Oh, yeah. I have my Tiger Woods.
If you were just judging us by attire,
oh, yeah.
You had sleeves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You had some comic store basketball.
That's all I wore during the pandemic. I'm not dressing up for the Wanger show. I'm sorry.
WangerCon, no though.
WangerCon. He's going to be dressed
WangerCon.
You know, sleeves at the WangerCon.
I just want to be on the magician billboard with you three. Will Brian's body return by the end of the show?
Put my head on your body.
Yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
Ew.
There's Alice's body.
That's gross.
Why is that gross?
Your head? Come on.
I feel like
what's wrong with that? That's personal.
I do
that's
not
the
want
thing Christian's ever said.
I don't want Brian's head on my body.
This is great.
Because
this
Brian's
great.
Head on my body would be like, I thought Mark worked out like every day.
This
like,
is the
Brian.
Body I got. Okay.
Yeah.
Like if it legit like a movie scenario where like I'm on your body, I was like, this is Ellis.
Doesn't
like,
work.
Doughy body.
Do you guys know how deep Mark has of an innie? I found lint in there. Yeah, Brian, it happens.
I have an innie too. I don't know.
Mark, you need to manscape.
So you went there, you were on the third floor. Did you get food?
Got some food.
Did you get the tacos?
I did not get the tacos.
You recommended the tacos and you didn't get the tacos.
It's like you don't take anything we say seriously.
No, we
don't listen to anything.
I would have told you to get the nachos.
We didn't get the nachos. We got cheese balls.
Oh,
we had eaten prior.
Rookie
fucking guy.
You're supposed to go to eat there?
Passing judgment on us. Unbelievable.
Come on. You go there.
You're never getting into college now.
No. It's probably better.
You're never going to make it.
Wow. It's probably better if you go drunk. Because then you just spend more, and then you just get more food and more alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you regret it later, but it's fun in the moment. That's Vegas.
So, the pool there, can you just, like, go?
The pool there?
They have a pool.
They have, like, a jacuzzi upstairs.
No, they have a pool.
Really?
With the swim-up bar.
It's like a thin one, right? It's like a thin pool.
Wait, at the MGM or at the Topgolf?
Topgolf.
Topgolf has its own pool?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, and then the Vegas one has it.
I've done a corporate gig at the Vegas Topgolf.
So that's confusing. Man. So there's a Topgolf in the MGM.
Yes.
What is that? Because the main one is off.
I never actually played Topgolf at the MGM. I did. There's a private room that they have at Topgolf that this corporation rented out.
$250.
Yeah. And I made more than $250 that night, but I was paid in crisp $100 bills. By the way, we're doing a show. There's $200 bills on the floor. That's the kind of money that the Wangers bleed.
That's not our money. That's Brian. One guy. It's Brock.
It's Victor's.
Victor Bracamontes.
Yeah. But yeah, so that there is a Topgolf in the MGM, but this one is off. It's like a 10-minute walk to the MGM.
I don't know. MGM owns everything. That Park MGM is like, it feels like it's a mile away from the regular MGM.
Yeah.
If you're drunk at Park MGM, you're like, I'm just looking for MGM Grand. They're like, you're not going to make it, sweetheart. Yeah. Just get a room here for the night.
Damn.
Yeah, the MGM Signature. You ever stayed there?
Whoa. Where did that take over?
Great.
What did it take over?
The SIG?
No, it's just behind the MGM. It's a theater. It's a hotel. It's behind it. I don't know why I can talk. I'm getting choked up just talking about it.
It's
2014 is when I stayed there.
Monte Carlo's gone.
Is it Monte Carlo? Monte Carlo has the wave pool, or not the wave? It had the wave pool and the lazy river.
It had so much. It had so much, and now it's gone.
Where did we stay last time?
Oh, we thought about doing the lazy river.
Mandalay.
We stayed at Mandalay. Yes.
Yeah, they have the lazy river.
Right.
I think Monte Carlo had it too.
Yeah.
Back anymore. In maybe
well, that river is super lazy now.
So much.
It's so lazy, it's not there.
Now it's a dead river. Just a bunch of dead guys floating in
the All it has are memories.
Mandalay's also got the aquarium, too.
Oh, I've been to that a bunch of times.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, they have the sharks. Yeah.
Shark reef.
Yeah. Sharks are fucking cool, dude.
They have the sharks.
Oh, wow.
Kill you.
Yeah. Shark.
They don't like you, though.
And Christian got a shot of my billboard next to David Lee Ross billboard.
Oh, nice.
Pull that up right now.
We got a photo of that right now. We can pull that up.
That's how the sound effects guy gets you back. You made me look for sound effects.
And where's that? Dipshit.
do better, Christian. Yeah.
Really? Your face? No.
But yeah, how far can you drive a ball, Cody? You want to go to
top?
Oh,
I'm terrible at golf. No.
Yeah,
I go there for the drink and the food
and the pool.
Yeah. I used to play a lot of golf.
Yeah, we'll put it up for. Oh, what's the hell is that?
That's
me at Guy Fieri's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guy's favorite spot. And,
man, do I love Guy Fieri's.
You just pointed at your monitor.
I did.
That's great.
We ordered a thing. We split an appetizer there that night called the Trash Can Nachos. If you wanted to know exactly what Guy Fieri's was about.
Trash can nachos.
Trash can nachos.
Wow. Nice.
It's just nachos and Guy Fieri just it takes the kitchen ingredients and just has them diarrhea all over corn chips.
After Margaritaville, we all had diarrhea.
Hell yeah.
You went to Margaritaville?
I went to Margaritaville.
Attaboy. Yeah. Did you also fall on the dance floor like I did?
No. Oh, it was, again, Vegas, a lot was closed because, again, liberals hand out money for unemployment. No one wants to work. Mm-hmm. So so now no one's literally.
It literally couldn't have less to do with Vegas.
Did you do the Ferris wheel?
No. I'm not
going to. Everything we recommended for you to do.
Everything I just said, I went to Top Golf.
Yeah. No, he couldn't do the Ferris wheel because these pinko commie liberals.
Liberals.
They told
no one's
so
working.
Their unemployment checks.
Literally, at Margaritaville, they're like, no one wants to work. We don't have a full menu because we don't have enough workers. The liberals want to hand out money. No one wants to work.
Can I tell you where we are dining when we go to WangerCon?
What's that?
Nacho Daddy.
Oh.
Have you heard of Nacho Daddy?
No.
Where you find out who your dad is.
That's not your daddy.
Not your daddy.
They serve you nachos and they also give you a DNA paternity.
It changes your life.
Where is that?
It's this place where they have all these different nacho concoctions and it is phenomenal.
Whoa.
And we should have a contest. The GPA boys right now are having a contest to see who can lose the most weight. We should have a contest to see who can gain the most weight. I say we weigh ourselves September 6th, and then we weigh ourselves September 12th.
Sure.
Oh, and
we see who works.
We did that. We did that one year where me and Brian would lose weight while Cody had to gain weight.
Yeah, it didn't go well for me.
I gained way well for me.
Wait,
I lost some weight. I went on keto for like a couple of weeks.
I remember that. Yeah, remember that. You were running all the time.
I'm still running.
Yeah,
doesn't show.
But your face.
Yeah, that's why you grow the beard. I mean,
yeah. You,
well, it hides you it.
There's only one guy here without a beard, and he doesn't need it.
No, he doesn't.
He's got the stash.
I think you would look stupid with a beard.
I think I would look fucking fantastic.
No, I think you look so stupid.
One day you'll get it.
Oh, man.
I think Cody's going to grow into a beard, because I didn't have a beard until I was like 39.
Yeah.
So Cody's got like a good 10 years.
Time. Wow. Does your dad have a beard?
Yeah, he does. So do both my brothers.
His dad has a great beard.
Both my brothers can grow a beard. I fucking
Your dad's got like a white beard too, huh?
I mean, he's white. What are you referring
to? No, like gray beard.
Oh, the color
gray.
Of the hair.
Yes.
Okay, thank
doesn't
you so
match
much.
His skin tone.
I'm sorry, guys, that on the Wanger Show, I thought we were making Cody's white.
Your dad's got a black beard.
All right. Yeah.
it's completely different.
Your Jamaican dad has a white beard, right? That's weird.
He's got cornrows. It's so strange.
Well, yeah, he's a little older now, so he's got some silver in there.
Okay.
But,
it's not full silver.
No, not full.
I can see your dad being a fox. Silver fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want his number? Sorry.
I mean,
I can see your dad being a silver fox.
That would be the greatest moment in the history of the Wanger Shows if Cody's dad and Christian started dating.
I'll be your stepmommy.
That's going to be, we were talking about it on the pre-show, what my will is going to be. And my will is just going to be a competition. But my will, I could skew it to where my will is like, hey, I'll give Christian $1,000 if he makes out for 5 minutes with Cody's dad. Just pair two random people together.
Or just go on a date. Yeah. Just go out to dinner.
Yeah. I just love the phone call. I call my dad. You're like, do you know my buddy Christian? No.
We might have met once at your wedding, but I don't even.
Well, look. Just know there's $5,000 on the line.
My will is just going to be a crazy list of like hostage demands.
Yeah. Just tell Gina. Yeah. I don't know your stepmom's name. Just tell her it's going to be worth it.
Brian, you get $100. You can suck Jaeger out of Ken Knapsack's belly button.
You're literally handing out millions. But for like the
I'm just going
$10.
Like, where did all this money come from?
Yeah.
But each one is like $10 each. Like it doesn't add up.
I could probably start that now though. Just start a bank account for when I die. Like comedians usually die when we're like 45. So I have like 4 years left.
You don't need a 401k.
I could start to just generate income now and I would save it and then I would disperse it out with competitive events or just random things that I make people do. For money.
Yeah.
And I'll have like a good MC for my funeral. So he'll like put everybody on the spot.
Oh.
Like, Brian, you have 1 year to visit Japan and take a crap at the Disneyland post it on Twitter.
Ooh.
And if you do, you get $100.
That's your pinned tweet after you're dead, too. So everybody knows.
Yeah. It's the scroll of things that I'm making people do. I just want people to have fun, even after I'm gone.
Cody, you have to kill a man. What?
Yeah, Cody has to kill a hobo for $10,000.
Oh.
I could just make people do hard target.
Yeah. That's it, yeah. Or find something at the Motel 6 that you love so much in Vegas.
I will leave little Easter eggs at places that meant something to me.
They have a safe? Do they even have a safe in Motel 6?
Probably not. Yeah, it's just a guy... they did have a bathroom attendant, which was weird. Yeah, his name was Hank, and he was very demanding with tips. Yeah.
So you didn't eat our tacos that we
go to the tacos,
and apparently all the places were closed.
They're closed.
You didn't go to the Ferris wheel. Yeah. What did you do?
We walked the strip. we went to Planet Hollywood. Went to Earl's Sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Got some Jello shots at the place by that used to be Pink's. Taco or Pink's hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. I want to see Pink's tacos.
Pink tacos. Mm. You know what it is now? Instead of Pink's hot dogs?
No.
It's Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
That's an upgrade.
Mm.
That's an upgrade in my book.
From Pink's hot dogs?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'd rather have nuggets than a thin hot dog that tastes like a Slim Jim. And they're like, oh no, it's a hot dog that snaps, which when I see it, I'm like, oh, it means I have to chew this thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to gnaw off my own foot to get
Pink's,
free from
Pink's
a crap.
Did it for me. It's like, well, I went to White Castle in Vegas, and I know it's not the same, but I think I had White Castle on the East Coast too, and I was like,
still not the same.
No.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Pink's. I've waited in the line, like around the building. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's just a hot dog.
I'm not a fan of shrunken burgers.
Oh, White Castle. I never.
Yeah, like give me a real burger. Don't give me, because the whole thing with like, oh, sliders, you can share them. Dude, why would I share my burger?
That's
with
their marketing thing.
What is this, communism? Like,
yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah,
here?
This
what
is
are we doing here, guys.
Yeah.
Red tape. Yeah. Nice.
What is this, glasnost? What is this, perestroika? The two Russian words that everyone knows from Animal Farm.
No, that was like, it was like Whataburger, their burger. The one time we were in Texas for a Schmodown event,
it was a good burger.
I don't remember. I was
disappointed.
I don't remember if it was good. I was so
we were
fucking
hammered.
Drunk.
We were hammered.
I was so drunk that night.
We were fairly hammered. I was not so hammered that I didn't enjoy Whataburger, but the reviews were split down the middle, and nobody left Texas like, oh, Whataburger's okay. They either loved Whataburger like I did, or they hated Whataburger. Mm-hmm.
To be fair, I would assume that's what people do with In-N-Out as well.
Yeah.
Visitors coming here.
Yeah.
You know?
I like In-N-Out, but I can probably consider that overrated.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's In-N-Out Burger is overrated, but for the actual dollar amount...
Sure.
It's good because it's super cheap.
Yeah.
It's
if for the it was, time, it's yes. it's overrated.
Yeah. For everyone, like, talking about it, yes, it's overrated. Mm-hmm. All the hype about it. Yeah. But it's a good burger.
Yeah.
You know what's fucking awesome? And we talked about it last week.
What?
Costco hot dogs and pizza. Oh, yeah.
These, still, like, $2.
These people, every, it's like all
left-wing
corners.
Liberals.
These fucking communists.
Are throwing Costco food in my face. Like, I don't know fine dining because I've never had Costco pizza before.
It's $1.99, man.
But you're at Costco.
The slice of pizza is $1.99?
Yes, and then the hot dog is like $2.99, but you get a drink.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. It's pretty good. You never been?
Dude, it's a big ass
I've
fucking
I've never
penis,
been to
dude,
a Costco.
It's so huge. It's a big fucking hot dog. I'll take you there one day. I'll treat you.
I'm not going to go. I don't want to go to Costco to
no,
eat
I'm
going to
get
dogs.
A hot dog, and I'll say it's from somewhere else.
Yeah, just bring it over.
It's like, so fucking just good. Say, just it's bring, so much just, meat in your mouth, dude.
I'll take you at IKEA, and I'll buy you some Swedish meatballs. How'd that be?
Oh, that's good. You don't have to have a yearly, what do you call it, a pass for that either.
How much is a Costco membership? How much are you actually paying for the hot dog?
You don't have to pay to get a hot
dog.
You do, yeah.
Now you do?
You need a Costco membership, yeah.
No.
I think it's like $100 for a membership.
Ever since I would just walk up.
Not to get food, I just walked up.
They always ask for your card now.
Are you sure they didn't just feel sorry for you? Like, I'm going to get a hot dog.
I just want a $2 hot dog.
Oh, this guy's face. We got to give him a hot dog.
maybe you get points? I don't know. I've never had a Costco membership, and I always get the pizza.
Maybe it's different now, because every time they go up, they ask for my membership.
Ah.
Chris, remember back in 2016, which again was just a year after I stayed at the Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo, yeah.
R.I.P.
We were supposed to shoot a sketch.
Yeah, we just heard here at the Wanger Show.
Yeah.
He's sad
about it. I'm devastated by this.
Yeah.
We
the building is actually
sketch,
still there.
And instead we just went to Costco and got pizza.
That's where we went? Wait,
no,
what?
No, it was the laser tag night. We went laser tag.
That's where we got pizza? We got pizza at Costco?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I knew we got pizza, but I thought we went to some random pizza place.
That particular night, no, that was
that
Costco.
Was in Fullerton because we went to Laser Quest.
Yeah.
Check out Laser Quest in Fullerton. Hopefully it's still around. Yeah.
That was bad. I mean, if Monte Carlo's not around.
Oof.
Laser Quest, I'm very confident.
I'm not excited for you to go to Vegas because you're just, it's going to be like, that. This is not the Vegas
no,
I remember.
I'm going to give him a month to grieve.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
We have some
here,
time
guys.
Before September,
I don't think,
6th to 12th.
I think you're building up expectations of who I am in Vegas here.
I think you're...
I'm just drunk. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Let me,
okay?
I just don't think you're selling Vegas well, Brian. You have to counter because your Vegas experience seems very milquetoast.
It was lackluster. I was not like... hammered or anything. We relaxed by the pool. We had some free
nice.
Drinks.
Some mimosas.
Did you take advantage of the spa at the Bellagio?
There's a spa there?
There's a spa everywhere.
What do you mean there's a spa? That's what I do in Vegas during the day. Vegas is meant to get you drunk at night and then recover from your hangover during the day.
Well,
you go to the spa. You show your balls to other men.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never
recover.
Been to a spa in Vegas.
Yeah.
No.
You do some Greco-Roman wrestling. It's fun. You're in
literally-
the sauna.
There, you gotta stop
steam
by
steam room.
Did you guys stop by and get alcohol and put it in your fridge?
Yeah. We had a cooler full of.
Because then you can start off with that.
Yeah.
And take it down to the strip.
I'm waking up at 10 a.m. Yeah. I'm not popping a beer.
So you get
open
you
at
get
10
a coffee. Put a little bit of something in there.
You are popping a beer open at 10 a.m. when we're there.
You're
I will
demanding.
Make you do that. We'll make, that's how I live my life.
Nice Coors.
If I have to work that night, you have to pop open a beer at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
You're not going to be awake at 10 a.m. if you're working the night before.
There's a good chance I'm not awake at 10 a.m. But that's the thing. You could, you know, you know what? We'll wake up together. I'll go to your room. I will go to your room. We'll have a beer, and we'll go right back to bed. But
yeah, okay, we'll go back to bed.
There's a good chance we sleep in the same bed.
Yeah. The last time we were in D.C.,
Yes.
We planned because we were going to leave, I think, either that Sunday or Monday morning or something like that. We planned to leave early the next day.
We had an early flight on Sunday.
Yes.
And we got back from the show, and I had taken the precaution of getting a 3-pack of Coors Light for the fridge for three people. And we go back, and we start drinking them. And I instantly think, like, hey, guys, are you guys cool? Can you guys check with your significant others? Can we just not fly out early tomorrow?
And we were like, yes.
Yeah. And that's so totally I changed our flights there. While I was changing our flights, Junior over here,
oh yeah,
which, according to the shot, Dad got burgers delivered to, and this was like 2:33 in the morning,
super late in that night.
And he got burgers that we literally picked up during the fire alarm that happened in the hotel.
Someone set off a fire alarm at like 3 a.m. Some fucking punk kid
at MGM. Where was this at?
It's in DC. I don't know.
I lost the story.
I do have bad news for Cody though. Cody, there's no more Monte Carlo in DC.
I stayed there in 2012.
Why don't you give him a trivia question?
And what for? What for?
What corporate restaurant is now next door to Ford's Theater where Lincoln was shot?
Oh yeah.
Literally, the way that John Wilkes Booth got into the Ford Theater is now this restaurant.
TJ Fridays.
Great guess.
Close.
Chili's.
I think
Applebee's.
Lesser. Not as mainstream.
Lesser than
Cracker Barrel.
Great. Famous for merchandise.
Hard Rock.
Yes.
Nice.
John Wilkes Booth traveled through the Hard Rock.
Yes.
Past the
big Hendrix
old banjos and whatever's on the wall.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
I think there was there was like a Waffle House across the street. It was like Lincoln's Waffles.
Abe's Waffles.
Like, our president was assassinated.
That's what happens over time.
You guys want to sit in the John Wilkes booth? Or...
Oh, that's a good one. Thank you.
Yes.
When you actually take the tour of the Ford Theater, it's dark, man, because you go in the basement.
Oh.
They have the shirt that Lincoln was wearing.
Oh, my God.
Really? They have the hat. They have the bullet.
Do they have the gun? I saw a picture of the gun recently.
I don't know if they have the gun, but they have the bullet that killed him. They have the bullet that was lodged in our president's head. How'd they get that?
It's a fucking musket ball.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So Lincoln's in the hospital, and they're just kind of like, oh, shit, he's dead.
We gotta save this for the Hard Rock.
And there's some guys like, can I get
you
that?
You save that?
This is historic.
Yeah.
Can I save that? I
brought that up because you were saying, wait, because we were supposed to wake up the next morning because our flight was way later in the day. And so we're like, oh, yeah, we'll wake up. We'll go to Georgetown because I wanted to see the Exorcist stairs and all that.
Oh, yeah.
But we stayed
yeah.
up so late. We were so drunk. We woke up at like 1 o'clock.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You really got to rally the troops in Vegas.
Here's
to
what happened.
Wake up before noon.
Tell your story. I'm going to go pee.
At the Bellagio.
Oh, this will be exciting. Hold on, guys. The way that we have the camera placed, it's going to be very difficult for Christian to maneuver himself around the camera and open the door.
He went to the left.
He went the coward's way out.
You know what? He's been running. He's been losing weight.
I'll tell you what. When he comes back, I'm going pee, and I'm going right over that cord.
Right over the cord. So it's going to cut the stream out. We're going to lose video.
We're just going to lose video. Audio will still be there. That's all that matters. It's an audio medium.
But, so staying at the Bellagio.
Which I've never done.
I plan to sleep in. And then 7 a.m. Just
I don't know what sound effect that was. I thought that was the maid.
His leg and everything.
Yeah.
That's what you hear. Like rooms next door or around us. Construction.
Yeah.
Woke us up at 7 a.m.
Mm.
I was like, fuck.
Man, that must be so annoying when you're in your ivory tower
to
hear the good people of the world.
Oh, I have to look out at this fucking beautiful view at this hour?
I have to wake up. I wanted to sleep till like 9.
Oh, no.
And then these people are working.
Do you know what people say the Monte Carlo would give to hear construction right now?
My room's not even there anymore, Brian. All right.
Just please make it a little better at the Monte Carlo so we can last another fiscal year.
God, I don't want to tell tales out of school, but they do put me up at the MGM Signature.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. It's nice so there?
Yeah. It is, but it's a lot longer of a walk to the Comic Club.
It also is.
You gotta
go
like
down
a
that
mile. Yeah.
I think at some point they have like the airport thing that like goes in there.
Did we finish a top shelf?
Yeah.
I don't know who's drinking all these Coors Lights. I think this is my third, but I'm impressed.
I think the guy who just pissed his brains out.
Mm. Yeah, that was.
Did you hear it?
That was a quick pee.
No, that was pretty quick.
Quick pee. All right, I'm gonna go.
Here we go. All
right.
Let's see how Mark maneuvers around
Christian's headphones and then over the cable.
All right.
I'm not gonna be as quick as Christian though.
No,
I take my time.
Take your time.
I'm 41. I do size now. I like think about my. I'm like,
oh, size. Ugh. I thought you meant size.
I thought you meant with the Z as well. Yeah.
Oh no! I said sides because when you turn 40, your peel closes and you get two on the side. Oh. So you go from the left and then you go to the right. So we'll see who wants to go.
I
first.
Still peed where I was just like, ah!
Yeah,
just like shooting it out as fast as I can.
I sit down and then I take my time and I pee.
Oh yeah, that's been.
Oh, he's going over. Oh my god!
Oh, he's a professional.
Oh, wow.
Look at those legs.
Look at that. That was great.
Emma recently is just like, sit down and pee.
She gave you permission.
She told you.
So sit down and pee.
Now I do it.
Why did she tell you to do that?
Why did she tell you?
Because if you stand up and you're pissing into the bowl, that's just splashing everywhere.
Oh, because you're making a mess. Okay. Fair. But why are you saying that's like a proud moment? Like you're making a mess in your bathroom.
No.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. I didn't see that. An empty, a mostly empty beer can just fell.
Oh, mostly empty. Not on this new carpet, Wanger carpet.
Mm-hmm. Where were we? Peeing through the bowl?
No, so he's saying he's making such a mess that Amber's like, please fucking control your dick and sit down and pee.
He's like,
well, you know,
it's
after,
like a fire hose where he's literally going up against the walls. Fuck!
You know, after post-nut clarity, and it's just like two streams?
Sure.
You know,
yeah, it's always difficult to pee after that. Oh, yeah. I understand. Yeah, so I'm happy for you. I haven't gotten to the sitting pee. What's going on?
Well, I kind of want
to
feel it. Is it damp?
Why do you want to feel where Mark's been sitting?
Is it he peed or like his sweat?
I wonder if he's just like hot. You know, I want to make sure our guest is like nice and
well,
settled.
That's why we got this fan on our lower third. Cycling and
next
moving.
That's going to be on the fucking table.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just going to hit us.
That's our new cast member right there.
Yeah.
Fan.
Oh, so in
it's our fanny.
That's
one
good.
More. Give me one more. Earned it.
Earned this.
So in Vegas, Laura's from the East Coast. She's never experienced dry desert heat.
Oh yeah,
it got up to one fucking 18.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
What's the hottest desert you guys have ever been in?
That was probably it.
122.
Yeah. Whoa. How do you remember that? Oh shit. Mm-hmm.
Hey, 122. That's gonna stand
out.
That's
gonna stick.
Man.
Yeah. But I was like, Laura, how you feeling? She's like, I feel like I'm walking through hell. Like, what the fuck is this? Who
does
this?
Have you ever been to Florida or Texas?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, like I think.
Mark's come back in.
Mark just hit the camera.
Here we go.
Is shot's right.
Let's see these drips.
And he's good.
Didn't even look to see if he was
going
to
trip on the table. Who's going next?
Feels it.
I'm good.
I'll go in a bit. I'll go in a little bit.
I'm good for now. I'm good.
Do you think, because dry heat sucks, but.
It feels great.
Okay.
As opposed to humidity.
Humidity's terrible. Awesome.
Yeah, humidity sucks. Getting off the flight, like leaving the airport in Florida, I'm just like, fuck.
Ugh, you feel
kill
gross.
Kill me now. Right? Let me bungee jump with no cord. Right, Cody?
Yeah, let's do it.
But yeah, that's...
Yeah, I don't know. I contemplate which one's worse, because I've been to Florida, I've been to Texas, and both were pretty terrible.
Texas is humid?
Texas is very humid.
I don't think
humid.
I've ever been to Texas.
It's fun.
It's humid?
I've been...
I like Texas.
Wow.
Twice. Ah. I think twice, yeah.
Nice. I'll never complain about heat or humidity or any of that stuff.
Why?
Guitar?
I'd rather be hot than cold.
Oh.
I don't want to be cold. Yeah. Do not want to be cold.
But you can put on layers.
Cold. Yeah.
You can put a jacket on. You can put a scarf. You can do
I like
all that.
Being sweaty.
You like the short sleeves, no sleeves.
I love it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I can turn the AC off right
sleeve.
Now.
Let's get rid of sleeve. Yeah. I still want the AC in frame. Yeah, sleeves are for... a useless invention. Go back and watch the Flintstones. That's how you do it.
Oh, yeah.
How you
live. No sleeves,
5 o'clock shadow, no sleeves.
Yeah. Some guy was like, let's spice it up. Let's put some little extra cloth on the sides.
Yeah.
But everyone followed suit.
Yeah. Why would you cover that up?
Yeah. Maybe for the armpit hair. I don't know.
I don't know why deodorant? It became classy to have sleeves.
And their cars weren't polluting the environment. They just moved them with their feet.
Yeah.
Right.
And they stopped with their
I'd
feet.
I'd say humanity peaked with the Flintstones.
That's salt of the earth.
Yeah.
Then the liberals came in.
Said you got to spice it up. We can't have this anymore.
No, we
gotta
can't.
Have power plants.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Damn Tories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Tory.
Or the Whigs.
The Whig Party.
One of those two.
Yeah.
Speaking of Flintstones.
What?
Infinity Stones.
Okay.
Avengers, Marvel.
Getting there.
Black Widow.
The fuck?
Oh, no. Was that the topic of the show tonight?
No, it's not.
Okay. I saw the movie.
Did you see it?
I did.
Whoa.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it.
Nice.
Sorry. It's I don't have a hot take about it.
You don't love it?
Did you go to
you don't love females?
I feel like I, you know, some.
Okay. Yeah. You don't like spiders?
Very just few in my...
You don't fucking like
males.
Spiders?
Yeah. In my personal life, I've loved very few females.
Did you go to a premiere? Or
I went to a screening.
They're doing screenings again now?
Those I went to a
now?
Screening.
I think that's when I realized that I'm no longer on the Disney list.
At El Capitan.
Oh, you used to get those all the time. What happened?
And then they
fired us!
Oh, what happened?
They fired us.
Ah.
It was an understandable layoff. But what happened to the screening? Oh, man.
You guys didn't want to go into the wild and film crocodiles up close.
They don't want wangers in their theaters?
I did I did get a Blu-ray. I put in for the Wanger show. I got a Spiral Blu-ray.
Hey, there you go. You can apply online. Just be like, hey, oh, I
get a bunch of emails from when I produced the Schmo show. So because I would always have to like, hey, reach out to them to go get this Blu-ray, and then Christian got to keep it, but I didn't. Oh. And then I still get some of those emails.
Mm.
So I was just like,
how do you get like the package, like the Space Jam, like jersey?
All that,
all that
you
shit.
Just
have to know somebody.
You just got to shill it up, man. Mm. Yeah.
You got to say, I'm excited for this movie.
Just got this package. Thanks, Warner Bros.
Yeah, I'm the only one to get this one. And shit, if.
Did you get the King Kong versus Godzilla package?
No, but I saw everyone that did.
I have some King Kong and Godzilla popcorn with your name on it.
Oh, it's going to WangerCon. Should
have brought it.
It's going to WangerCon. My entire room is going to be. Hey, you're going to the pool. You want a Godzilla versus Kong beach towel?
It's probably going to be expensive.
Which I actually have.
Oh, yeah, he's got a beach towel, too.
Yeah.
How do you feel being left out of Kong?
Yeah, you ran out of a whole theater.
I saw the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to
gave that movie more money than most people, I'm sure.
Yes, you did. Yeah. More pub than most people, too.
Yeah.
You and I teamed up to... We had our own Godzilla versus Kong that night.
Yeah, we did.
And Rubicaba won.
What did you guys do?
Yeah. Well, he brought like 20 of his closest friends, and it was just me.
Yeah, that wasn't planned.
And they're all rooting for Godzilla. Oh. And so, and I come out the lone Kong guy, and like I just have all it was like they jumped me afterwards. I came out and they're like, "Yeah, your boy.
Yeah, it's your boy."
Yeah.
We,
like, I thought the monkey played well.
We rented a screen a theater for you guys and Ellis. I've never seen a movie with you, and you go right in the front.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's your spot.
Right in the front.
There's the whole theater's open.
Head up like that.
Why? You don't have to do that. You can go in the back and just look like directly at it.
Yeah. Why would I want empty chairs in front of me?
Does that distract you? The chairs?
It's the big screen, not the slightly less bigger screen.
Not the far away screen. Right? You want it up on you.
Yeah.
I guess.
I want to have to go here to here to follow the action.
The Kong.
Right.
The close up of Kong's face when
he's
you're like
turning around.
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
I guess. I get it now. The immersive experience.
I want to actually be teabagged by a giant ape.
Yeah.
Well, and you never have to worry about there being seats or anything because it's just going to be right there.
It's right
No one's going to go there.
No one's
right
goes there.
There.
Yeah.
Like for the Black Widow screening, did you go to the front?
No, they assigned seats. So I was like plopped right in the middle, and I'm like, this is my nightmare.
You're like next to Bibiani or something?
I held it in the whole time.
Mm.
I was actually next to Thad.
He still works.
And on the other side was Coy. And so Coy Jander was like, it was clutch because he's just explaining everything to me after, as soon as the movie
during the
is
movie.
Over.
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah, this is the part where.
Yeah. Guy's got unlimited energy. So as soon as the movie's over, I was like, okay, I have four questions. And he explained it all before the post-credit scene happened. And then the post-credit scene happened. I'm like, I'll email you.
Yeah.
I got more problems.
Once the movie's over, I'm like spent. Like, you know, I need silence. And
I don't ever, I don't want to talk about the movie. I saw the movie Old.
Oh.
I went to a screening of the M. Night
Christian. That's worse than Godzilla for Christian. Christian loves
I wrote and I said, hey, can I have a plus one to this screening?
Yeah.
It was at a fancy hotel in West Hollywood, so I didn't think I would, but I asked if I could get a plus one so I could invite Chuckles and denied the plus one.
Wow.
So sorry, I would have invited you, but I'm not allowed to say anything about the movie.
Whoa.
Yeah, you aren't.
But it's a very odd movie to see on your birthday.
Old.
Yeah.
Coming to
you. Yeah, you just go to this nice relaxing beach, and then you start to get older, and it's like, oh, my God, look at my hands.
That gets me excited, though, that they're getting – I don't think the embargo's lifted yet, but
– No, I think it's like the 21st or the 22nd or the 23rd.
Oh, Jesus, the movie comes out the 23rd. That's not good.
Comes out the 23rd. Sometime that week. I know it's exactly 6 years after Monte Carlo closed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, then maybe that's a good sign.
Oh, my God, he's right here. I forgot you were there. I'm so sorry.
Just rattled.
Oh, shit.
Fucking
still
rattled.
Got his Monte Carlo jacket.
Oh my god! One of the best weekends of my life, and it's just gone.
Whatever you get from a casino.
They had a really cool ice bar.
You have some chips. I probably do.
The little ticket receipt that says you have 7 cents, 7, 8 cents, or something on your stuff. Yeah, right probably. Here. Oh, shit.
Oh,
yeah,
there
exactly
it is.
7 cents. There
seven
we go.
7 cents right there, Bellagio ticket.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't want to talk about Black Widow. Have you watched anything lately that you've been liking?
I'll talk about Black Widow.
No,
not,
we're
like,
not going
to
talk about it.
I refuse to speak about the movie.
I did think it was weird that they said she would return. They didn't say that. She's dead.
I was like, wait, what? Yeah.
Where did she die?
She died in Endgame like 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But this is like a prequel.
They did the old bait and switch.
Yeah.
It was like Hawkeye's about to die. And
she's
then
a variant.
She rescued him, and then she died instead. And then two years later, Disney's like, man, we really shouldn't have done that.
We got a movie to pump out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so it takes place after Civil War, but before Infinity War.
Yeah.
That's when the movie
right.
takes place.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Good movie. A lot of fun Russian accents in there.
I hear Florence Pugh. Pugh.
Pugh?
Pugh.
Pugh.
Is the standout.
Florence Pugh.
She's great.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
Yeah.
She's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah. Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh.
Cody, did you see it?
No, I did not.
So I haven't seen it.
That's great.
I didn't see it in the theater, though. I did the Disney premiere.
You saw it.
Yeah.
You saw it.
I did watch it.
I thought about talk watching about it.
Mark doesn't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it.
I didn't say I didn't want to talk about it.
You said you didn't want to talk about it.
I never said that.
Let's talk about it. It's fine.
I'd rather talk about
Deo.
From Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, yeah.
It's a like movie.
Beetlejuice is great.
Movie 41-year-olds enjoy.
I'm a big fan of it. That's my favorite Tim Burton movie.
Yeah. That speaking is. Of Beetlejuice in the Lost Souls room, you know what's there now? The Monte Carlo.
I went
just
five
a whole
years.
Hotel floating around.
5 years of my life not knowing the
just
Monte
dreaming.
Carlo was gone.
No, we were there, and we used to stay there, me and my brother, and then we're like, where's the Monte Carlo?
I went to Vegas multiple times in the time that it had already left.
How many teary-eyed like late-night promises did you make to your wife? Like, someday, honey, someday this Wanger show, it's going to take us back to Monte Carlo. I swear to you. And she knows it's closed, and she's like,
is that where WangerCon would have been? The Monte Carlo?
On the grounds of the Monte Carlo.
I thought it would have been one of the cheaper options. I guess not.
Yeah.
What's your go-to now, then?
I don't know, man.
Circus?
New York?
That's the cheapest option, Circus.
Circus. But you don't want to say
that's last resort.
That's
trash.
Like
a ditch last resort. Yeah. New York would be a cool one.
New York has solid $10 blackjack tables, and it's got ESPN Zone.
I go there all
They're
the time.
Still there.
I don't think I've ever stayed there, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn,
New York is right next door to the MGM, so you can just like, well, I think you walk across a bridge or something.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. I have hookups at the Coyote Ugly there.
There we go.
Gentlemen.
Closed.
There we go.
Closed.
God,
you are just.
Since 2015?
No. Like, when we went, we looked up, how late is it open? Closed.
Wow.
Yeah, not open until Thursday. we left Thursday.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I will be there during a weekend, too.
Yeah,
we'll have a very boring 3 days.
I want to go during a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be fun.
All right.
We'll have one of those classic Vegas nights where you get back and the sun's coming up.
Oh,
and you text your family on the East Coast. What are you fuckers doing right now? Like we just woke up. We're raising
our
children.
For a few days. I think I might actually want to just go for those few days too.
You should. I'm.
What do you mean? Literally 6 days. You're there.
I'm there working for an entire week, and then I might even stay another day or 2 days because I want to go see the Monday night game because the Ravens are playing at the Raiders. It's the first time that the Raiders have home fans.
Wow.
And so I would love to go to that game. Tickets are astronomical, but maybe. Through all of our combined resources, we can find some tickets.
First game there in
Victor,
Vegas?
Victor's going to get us there.
Yeah. Oh, and that's the very first, because that stadium's finally going to be open?
Yeah.
So
the Raiders played at that stadium last season,
that's
but
gotta
there
be
were
like
no
a,
fans.
That's a dome, right?
Oh, no fans.
It is.
Yeah, it's a dome. Okay.
Yeah.
It's massive.
And it's literally, and you and I saw
it. Yeah, we drove past
it. Right on the strip.
Yeah.
It's massive.
There's no way that wouldn't be a dome. That'd be a nightmare.
You'd be
Jesus Christ.
Playing in 120-degree heat.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's huge. We drove
on tar fields too. Get out of here, tar fields.
Yeah, no,
turf
it's actually
fields.
A parking
tar.
Lot. Yeah.
No, but you make them play on
tar.
Fucking tar
you know
fields.
They're not taking a fucking step.
Hell
dude.
No, you're gonna get stuck. Stuck in that shit.
Good lord.
Oh boy. So last time you were on, Mark.
Derek Carr was injured when his foot melted.
last time you were on, Mark,
we
had you guessing. Van Halen songs.
One of the best minutes of my life.
It was a minute.
Yeah.
I got 19 songs in a minute.
We don't have anything planned for this show, as far as I know.
Okay.
Blockbuster game, if you want to play that.
You can play the block. I was thinking maybe, do you have Spotify on there?
I do.
Is that how you did the Van Halen game?
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe we can quiz Mark on Metallica songs.
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
You know Metallica songs?
I've been in a Metallica kick. Well, we had other games prepared, but they didn't really answer my text message, so we just didn't do it.
Oh, okay.
Well, you offered one game.
He offered two. I didn't love either of them.
Okay, all right.
Did Brian text you back the next day?
I'm sorry.
I would have just rather
I said I'm late to the punch.
Late to the punch. So I figured, we could try to quiz you on some Metallica songs.
Any Metallica? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, you know their whole discography.
Not nearly as well as I know Van Halen, but I'm a big Metallica fan.
What is Van Halen's original name?
They have many prior names.
What's the main one?
You could go with as far back as their first name was the Broken Combs, which turned into the Trojan Rubber Company, which turned into Mammoth, which turned into Rat Salad, is what Gene Simmons recommended they call themselves. And they're like, thanks, Gene, for producing our demo. No. Yeah.
Who's he?
Yeah, where's he been? I was thinking of Rat Salad.
Rat Salad, yeah.
I like Mammoth. Mammoth's pretty cool.
That's the name of Wolfgang Van Halen's band.
Do you guys know what Mammoth WBH now? Blink 182's original name was?
Blink.
Blink 181.
It was Blink.
Oh, it was Blink. Oh, I guess.
It was Blink, yeah. Guys, damn Blink it. 17, that's the one. And they just like kept going up.
All right, so he's pulling up his Metallica Spotify right now.
I still have the history of Lil' Kim and all the other music we played on the Wanger Show.
All right, let's so am I doing Kim as many songs as I can name in a minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did that last time, right? It was in a minute?
Sure, yeah. And I'll say, someone keep the timer.
I'll have the timer.
Someone keep count. Cody,
I don't think
Cody
I did
keep
a score. Good job last time, but okay. Yeah.
And I'll just hit shuffle play.
Do you want the timer or you want the count?
I'll do the count. I've been assigned.
Okay.
All right. So don't start the timer until I start the first song. Ready?
Alrighty. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I will say if it's wrong or right.
Is it turned up too?
Okay. I believe so, yeah. So if you have one guess, or are you just going to guess until you get it? Or
I might. Can I say pass if I don't know it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Also, do we remember how many you got? You got all of them.
I got 19.
I had 20.
I think I might have missed. I might not have gotten an answer in time, but I remember it was 19, and Cody would not budge on that.
Yeah,
Cody was like like the judge at Wimbledon.
I think he actually got 20, and I think I fucked up. I've been living with that burden for 2 years.
Oh,
Mark.
No.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Wait, let me make it bigger. Okay.
Yeah, that's what she said. Hell yeah.
This is going.
All right.
Wait, let me start it over.
Sad but true.
All right. Ready. You guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Pass. Oh, that was Stone Cold Crazy, damn it. Ah, crap. Pass, I can't remember the name. Pass.
Oh, here we go. Cody knows this one.
Oh.
Oh.
Pass.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
30 seconds.
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Yep.
On pace for two.
Pass.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
15 seconds.
Pass. It's taking too long. The Call of Cthulhu. No. Pass.
5 seconds.
Holy shit.
Pass.
Done.
Wow.
That was hard.
I'm so
that
sorry.
Was fucking hard. Those are
I should get credit for Stone Cold Crazy in retrospect.
You got the first one.
Saint Anger, you missed one.
Saint Anger was the main one.
You missed Orion.
I don't mind missing Saint Anger. I just don't. Yeah.
That was my first Metallica. Yeah.
Oh, no.
That was our generation. Yeah. Metallica.
I forget which WWE pay-per-view had that as the main song.
I had never listened to that album all the way through until... Because Some Kind of Monster is on Netflix, and I watched it, and so it got me into a big Metallica kick.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I just can't pick any of the riffs out of the...
Mm. Oh, the album's just fine. I don't like the recording. I don't know what Lars was thinking with the drum.
Yeah.
The drums. I don't know.
I got nothing off of Black Album. I got nothing off of
one,
one
song
Load.
Was off the Black Album.
Really?
On there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it Harvester? Not Harvester of Sorrow.
It wasn't Through the Never. It was The God Through Failure or some shit like that.
I don't know the history.
Like, what's your
of God and Men?
What's your go to for Metallica?
Creeping Death.
That was Ride the Lightning era, right? Yeah.
Creeping Death was on, I think it was on Ride the Lightning, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd go Seek and Destroy.
Mm-hmm. Seek and Destroy is great.
Yeah. Yeah. Go Master of Puppets.
Yeah, this is the song, right? What's
Don't Tread on Me.
Don't Tread on Me.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. I should have had that one. Sorry, let everybody down.
It's okay. Yeah. We'll make it up to you now. Let's do the Sugar Ray round.
Limp Bizkit.
Cody, you can probably do the Blink. You can probably do the Blink.
Let me have some Blink 182.
Yeah.
All right, let's just try this.
All right, Cody, the number to beat is 2.
2 in 1 minute.
Now, give people a heads up. The older songs sound a lot similar, so in order to save time for the first 5 seconds, I'll probably pass on some of the older ones.
Oh, okay. Clarification. I like that.
I don't want people being like, you don't know the songs from Dude Ranch? I know the Dude Ranch.
Yeah.
But
you don't have to prove anything
to
anyone,
Cody. It's the same drum beat every time.
I have
so
to prove something to some people. And after Cody's round, I get to go again with another band.
With Van Halen?
Yeah, Van Halen. No. Now the Van Halen. I'll think of another band.
Yeah, whatever band you want to do. Yeah.
Okay. So who's keeping... You keep count?
I'll keep count. I'll keep count.
All right, ready?
Ready?
Reckless Abandon.
Yep.
Dogs Eating Dogs.
Yep.
Don't Leave Me.
Yep.
Carousel.
Yep.
Wishing Well.
Yep.
Every Time I Look For You.
Yep.
Dark Side.
Why are you closing your eyes?
All the Small Things.
Yep.
You're not looking for
me. Home Is Such a Lonely Place.
Yep.
She's Out of Her Mind.
Yep.
Down.
Oh, yep. Shit.
Apple Shampoo?
Yep.
30 seconds.
The Rock Show?
Yep.
Up All Night?
Yep.
Man Overboard?
Yep.
Happy Days?
Yep.
Always?
Yep.
Ghost on the Dance Floor?
Yep.
15.
Just keep pass. M&M's?
Yep.
Fuck, what was that one? San Diego?
Yep.
5 seconds.
Josie?
Yep.
Time!
Bored to death.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new record for the minute-long band game. 21 Blink-182 songs acquired by Cody Hall.
I'm pissed off about that one. I should have got bored to death.
That was like their hugest hit in like the last five years.
That was shortly after Monte Carlo closed. Give me a break.
Yeah, that was around 2016.
It was a tough time for me, okay?
Can you think of another band? Brian, do you have a band that you can think of?
Yeah.
Not that I can pull
a song. I think I could do either Avenged Sevenfold or System of a Down.
You want which one? You got System on your wall over here.
I got Surge right there. Yeah. And
you got the hand.
Self-titled.
I think we did System of a Down. Remember?
I think I did.
And you're like, you were so confident it was one, and then it wasn't there.
It wasn't it at all. It was Toxicity Chop
Suey. Like Aerials. It wasn't Aerials. That was so funny.
Confidence, though.
Let's try Avenged Sevenfold.
Okay.
You said 21?
I got to 21.
21 is a new record, yes.
All right.
Okay, Cody counts.
Sure, yeah.
And after he gets it or after you start playing?
After I start playing, you start the timer. Okay. Yeah, yeah. This is all shuffled on Spotify. Don't look at my tablet.
I'll close my eyes.
Son of a bitch. All right. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready for this? Close your eyes.
I'm nervous.
And here we go.
Oh, God, pass. That's all there. Hail to the king. Seize the day. pass. Danger Line.
That's Danger Line, yeah.
God Hates Us.
Nope.
No?
That was good.
Just Great Through Reverence.
Nope.
Reminiscence.
Nope. Never fear for
anything. So Far Away.
Never yep. Shame.
Blinded in Chains.
Yep.
Almost Easy.
Yep.
30 seconds.
Critical Acclaim.
Yep.
Oh my God. Nah, nah. Ah, fuck, pass. I know that one too. Pass again.
15 seconds.
Dear God.
Yep.
Pass.
10 seconds.
Hail to the King.
Yep.
5 seconds.
Crimson Day.
3.
Nope.
2. 1.
I believe you got 8.
Eight.
Yeah.
It's gross. Wow. Danger Line was one of them, by the way.
Was it?
That
I don't think Seize the Day should count, though. What do you guys say?
That was pretty funny. That was fucking funny.
That was the best. That was the best one.
The only band I can think of that could compete with Van Halen as far as songs that I would just know like that would be, with the volume of songs that could compete with Cody's knowledge of Blink 182 would be Aerosmith.
You know Aerosmith.
So ooh, we could try Aerosmith.
Okay, well, you just got to be two to redeem yourself.
So yeah. Oh, a little piece of heaven. That was one of the songs that I missed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you let me look up Aerosmith.
Yeah, we'll do Aerosmith.
I don't know Aerosmith joints.
This could go either way. Okay. But I think I'm fairly confident.
Oh, could you do Trivium?
Not their new stuff. Mm. Not their new stuff.
What about Slipknot?
Maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I might. No. I was going to say the Strokes. I don't think I can do the Strokes.
Mm.
I could probably do the Strokes.
All right. Let's see. Ready, Mark.
All right, here we go.
All right, ready.
Minute starts once the first song starts. Uh-huh. You get one answer. If you get it wrong, I'll just go to the next one.
Roger that.
All right. And
next. Ragdoll.
Yep.
Back in the Saddle.
Yep.
Pass. Toys in the Attic.
Yeah.
You beat three.
Walk This Way.
Yep.
Pass. 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 Janie's got a gun.
Yep.
Brian.
Yep.
Good sound.
15.
Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Yep.
Jaded.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep. 10.
Love In An Elevator.
Yep.
5.
Pass.
Oh.
Pass.
Game.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you got 10.
Oh, sweet. Okay, yeah.
You missed out on. I don't want to close.
You didn't get the biggest one.
I heard it and I was like, it might be, but I'm not going to waste the 3 seconds.
Just saying.
This song almost made our wedding playlist, and I took it out at the last second.
Oh, really? Wow. Really?
The slow dance.
I thought
it was
so funny.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it.
Let me try Trivia or Slipknot. I'll try.
Slipknot?
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, if you're programming, it's going to be easier.
Reading the playlist.
I will say, Trivium songs have long ass titles too.
Yeah, like torn between the Silhouette Club and the Lyrica.
Soundbite.
There's
that,
your
please.
Soundbite. Yeah,
please soundbite that one. That was good.
All right. Like, how do you say the name?
Torn between Skilla and it's something else. Yeah,
we're going to do a new one. This song's called Mark Was On The Show, So We Bought A 30-Pack Of Coors Light. We hope you like it.
So just hit. I'm not going to do this song because I see it, and then just hit next.
Yeah, whenever. I know. I spotted it.
Man.
Okay. Pull harder on the strings. Look at that you're picture. Martyr. Like, this long-ass song titles. Man. All right.
Nobody's so smiling Slipknot. In that picture.
Are you doing Slipknot?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. I got to pee so bad. All right.
Use it.
Is that a song?
No. I gotta be sober.
Right, you keep track.
I got it.
All right, here we go.
Ready?
Yes.
Sulfur. Sorry.
Is it Sulfur?
Yes.
Oh, why are you talking?
I'll give it to you.
Left Behind.
Yes.
Nameless.
Purity.
Oh, Spit It Out. Oh, this is the year that God fails you. What? No, that's not it.
No.
Skip.
Pulse of the maggot.
Yeah, it is.
Is that what you said?
No. That's the opening. I don't know this one.
Skeptic.
Stop fighting.
30 seconds.
Dun, 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 dun. Skip.
Psychosocial.
Yeah. Three. Nameless. No. Or six.
No.
No, neither.
Oh, Duality.
There you go. 15 seconds.
I don't know this one.
Song.
This is Spit It Out.
Nope. You said Spit It Out and you got
four,
it right.
4, 3, 2. This is Heretic Anthem.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
Yeah.
5 seconds.
I don't know this one. And I don't know this one.
Time.
Damn it.
You got 5.
Damn it.
You guys are terrible.
You got 5.
I don't know.
Play that one again. I think I can do Slipknot.
You want to do Slipknot?
I think I can do Slipknot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Don't go back since it's just going to play the
Wait,
same
let
ones.
Me play what I was singing, Pulse of the Maggots.
Yeah, but you didn't
this
say
is the
name
year
of the song.
Where hope fails
hope
you.
Hope fails you.
Not God. God. That's why I thought
same
it was
thing.
Funny.
Hope and God are the same thing, you know.
Okay.
Cody believes in
where
neither one
you.
Since Monte Carlo passed away.
We're on the experiment. I don't believe in a God that lets Monte Carlo just go away. Yeah.
Cody, when did you start worshiping Satan? Well, I found out Monte Carlo no
Cody's,
longer exists.
Cody's to beat with 21 in your own
what?
Band.
Yeah. What did we end with? Everything Ends?
You did Everything Ends, and then you did one more after that. That you did the...
Was it?
I forget which song that one was. Vendetta?
Yeah, it's Vendetta.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll keep going from here.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'll just go. All right, next one. Ready.
Are you timing?
I'm timing.
Okay, I'll
okay. You keep track. Ready and. Oh, same one.
That's sulfur.
All right, I'm calling it.
Wait, stop, real quick.
If you, in the middle, if you just repeat the shuffle, then there might be a similar song that comes on.
But... No, I'm going after.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So the next one, we'll start.
Okay,
all right. Ready and.
I have this one.
Custer.
Yep.
Vermillion.
Yep.
Skip. Surfacing.
Yep.
Wait and Believe.
Yep.
Pass. Before I Forget.
Yep.
The Devil Inside. The Devil and I.
Yep.
Pass. Sick.
Yep.
Some of the new ones. Pass. Vermillion Part 2.
Yep.
The name? No. Dead Memories.
Yep.
Pass. Nero Forte.
Nope.
Yes, it was.
Nope.
10 seconds.
Yes, it was.
Pass. Fuck. The Killing Name.
Three.
No.
Nope.
Two.
One. Jesus Christ.
Rattled. He's rattled.
Yeah.
He was so short.
What was the other one?
What, I don't know. Did you see it?
It wasn't what you said.
Yeah, it wasn't Nero Forte.
I double checked.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Like, yes, it is.
You got off to a great start. What he was at, like,
I got 9 at the end.
9.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
All right.
This one?
Give me.
Which
one? It's not Nero Forte.
Mark wants to go again. Okay,
what are you going to do, Van Halen?
Give me Van Halen. I want to see if I can.
He's got to redeem himself.
21 is.
Got to walk out of here.
21 is a tough number to beat.
All right.
That is a tough number to beat.
I got to pee so bad.
Yeah.
You can pee.
Okay. You can pee in a minute.
You can wait,
yeah,
Brian.
All right. So you're ready.
I'm closing my eyes like Cody.
It helps.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready, Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Ready, Cody?
Yes.
Ready, Mark?
Yep.
Okay.
Dreams.
Yep.
Top Jimmy.
Yep.
Hear About It Later.
Yep.
Women in Love.
Yep.
Finish Where You Started.
Yep.
Why Can't This Be Love?
Yep.
40.
5150.
Yep.
I'll Wait.
Yep.
Somebody Get Me a Doctor.
Yep.
Where Have All the Good Times Gone?
Yep.
Spanish Fly.
Nope.
Black and Blue.
Yep.
20 seconds.
Humans Being.
Yep.
Can't Stop Loving You.
Yep.
Everybody Wants Some.
Yep.
Pretty Woman.
Yep.
10 seconds.
Next.
I'll give you an extra
next.
10. I'll give you an extra 10.
Panama.
Yep.
10 seconds.
Take Your Whiskey Home.
Yep.
Dance the Night Away.
Yep.
5.
Love Walks In.
Yep.
Next.
That's it.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
19. 19 again.
Okay, also, here's the difference, too. All the Blink songs,
they start
right away.
They start with the riff.
Right away.
That's not fair.
Van Halen.
How is that my fault?
No, that's not your fault.
Okay.
No.
Van Halen's goddamn build-ups.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, it's going to be really cool if we just have 5 seconds and nothing.
Just like that. Yeah. All right, give me System of Down. One more time.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Go ahead and pee. Go ahead and pee. Go pee, and then we'll come back.
Oh, my gosh.
We all got to prove ourselves.
We have to.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Mark.
Well, no, I mean, it's your fault. It's your fault.
Standard, dude.
Yeah.
Is there any other bands that you could do really good at?
I was thinking, like, maybe The Strokes. Maybe
Arctic Monkeys?
Maybe Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
I might be able to do
that.
I feel like they would start their songs very slow.
No, their newer stuff, yes. But also, a lot of their early work, their songs' titles are incredibly long. I don't remember quite all the fucking words.
I could probably ace Lynyrd Skynyrd. I just don't know if they have 21 songs.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know if Lynyrd Skynyrd has a library that as deep, because they were only together for 4 years.
Yeah.
And the Beatles have so many songs.
Could you do like the order of the album?
For Van Halen,
I know you can with Blink.
Maybe not all of them. I can get damn close. I know for sure I can do the Untitled album. I can do Neighborhoods, and I can do
Self-titled?
Maybe California. Or, yeah, Untitled. Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay, okay, okay. Oh.
Enema of the State, I think I can do. I don't know if I can do Take Off Your Pants and Jackets because I get Roller Coaster and Reckless Abandon mixed up.
Mm. But, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
You know, we all mix those two up.
Always.
I could do 9. I could probably do 9.
Yeah, 69.
But the bottom line is, like, if you're good at this, then you're going to get, like, 8 to 9 in a minute.
Yeah.
If you're good and you really like
that's
the band.
I like that.
If I can aim for, like, 10, I could probably do The Strokes. Maybe Sum 41? Maybe?
Whoa, really?
Right. Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Just because I know, like, a lot of songs from, like, 3 of their albums. And if I just get anything from those, I can get it, for sure.
Yeah, I only listen to Some Filler, No Killer, and...
All Killer, No Filler.
Whatever.
All Killer, No Filler.
Some.
Some Killer, No Filler.
So there you go. And a little bit of Chuck.
Oh, God.
Which one was the Hell song from?
That was on Does This Look Infected.
And that was In Between, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I only listen to those, but also...
But also Chuck. Hell song, and there were 2 songs from that album I think I listened to.
Okay, still waiting.
There you go. Boom. Yeah. There you go.
So what are we doing? System?
Yeah.
System of a Down?
I got it. All right, Chris. We're in for 10. What did you get last time?
I think I got 9. I got to get... Hey, Slipknot, 9. 9 members.
Here we go.
And don't question if it's right or wrong.
It was Solway first, by the way.
I'm looking here.
It was Solway first. Except...
Yeah.
Nero Forte played earlier. God damn it.
Yes, it is.
That was pretty funny. All right.
Here we go.
System of... I'm going to get at least 10.
Okay. When the first song starts, mm-hmm. Hit the clock. Ready? Everyone ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
It'd be so funny if he closed his eyes and we all left.
And go.
Aerials.
Yep.
Attaboy.
Question.
Yep.
Attack.
Yep.
Sweet Pea.
Yep.
Old School. No. Inner Vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Close enough.
Old School. No.
40 seconds.
Kill Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
No. Pass. Cigarro.
Yep.
30 seconds.
That's one of their new ones. No. Pass. Old School. No. Lost in Hollywood.
Nope.
Psycho.
Yep.
20 seconds left.
BYOB.
Yep.
War.
Yep.
15 seconds.
Lonely Days.
Yep.
The Pass.
10 seconds.
Filing Pornography.
Nope.
No, it's Radio 5. Video.
You got it. I'll count.
4, 3, 2.
Ottawa.
Yep. 1.
Filing Pornography.
Time was up, though.
If we're not counting the last one, I think you got 14.
Okay, I'll take it.
That's very impressive.
That's good. That's
Zach would be proud.
That's good. Yeah.
the third album. What is it? The Stillest album. I'm not as familiar with. Okay. A couple of those.
No Killer, No Filler.
No Killer, No. Some killer.
Killer.
Some Killer, No Filler.
Some Killer, No Filler.
That's a good album title.
Yeah. Some Killer, No Filler. That's good. That was a fun one.
Yeah, that's impressive. Cool. Yeah. Because, like, I got 19 of my band, but my band actually gets played on the radio. So, like, the fact that you only got 14, but from a band that nobody's ever heard.
Well, everyone knows System, but they only play, Toxicity and BYOB.
That's what I'm saying.
And Lonely Day.
Yeah.
The radio plays like the 3. It's like my Red least Hot favorite Chili songs. Peppers.
Right.
Too. Oh, yeah. They played all around the world.
The radio with their liberal agenda. Yeah.
Right? Their liberal agenda.
With their PC culture.
Get it. Danny California's a good song. We don't need to hear it. They have other albums.
Yeah.
Californication.
Wow, it became a referendum on the Chili Peppers all of a sudden.
Hot take on the double album.
Yeah.
Stadium Arcadium.
Stadium Arcadium was cool, man.
It was cool.
I like
Californication is fucking
that's a good
great.
Album.
Yeah.
Great record.
Yeah. I parked Anthony Kiedis' porch a number of times at the Comedy Store. Yeah.
Oh.
I learned how to drive stick with that porch.
Oh, shit.
Like, shit, I'll take you from here.
At what point do you just put it in neutral and hope it just goes to the spot?
Many times parking many celebrities' cars at the Comedy Store.
You're going downhill.
I just hope this works.
Wow. Yeah.
What are you
get in there, man. We're all going to Vegas. It's fine.
Streamlabs is acting up again.
Again?
I'm not doing this again. Hold on.
What the hell happened to Streamlabs?
Is it just because your iPad?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Oh. It's all right. We're gonna have a 10 a.m. beer. We're gonna snuggle each other. We're gonna go back to bed.
We're gonna lift off some Streamlabs, guys.
We're gonna lift off these Streamlabs.
Look at those morning Streamlabs, and
we're gonna play Van Halen music in the morning.
There we go. Yeah, that's what we'll do.
That will get me out of bed.
Yeah,
I might still be awake though. Like we might still be awake at 10 to crack the beer.
No,
and then we'll go to bed.
Come on. What's
I knock out at like one.
Right. Be young, man. Have fun.
Yeah, dude.
Right.
I'll hang out.
You're not old.
If shit's open, yes. Come on. I will go out. I will have fun.
You don't need places to be open. You just need to be open to the world.
Where do you go?
That's what you have to do.
One of the best times we all had on the road doing a Schmodown was in a Red Roof Inn hotel room or wherever we stayed in Houston. We were staying at some place.
Yeah. Yeah,
and like a bunch of them went to a bar, and we're like, we're just gonna get like two giant cases of beer and just go back to a hotel. yeah.
That was the best because our hotel was like 45 minutes away, but there was a
Houston's a long,
but also there was a hotel right next to the venue that we were performing at.
Yeah. Yes, there was.
Yeah,
yes, there was.
That was pretty funny.
Wasn't yeah,
that
one. We probably could have just stayed at Booker T's gym, just slept on the mats.
Yeah. But no, that was a fun night. We just watched SNL. I believe it was the season finale. And,
who was it? Dave Chappelle?
I don't remember who hosted.
No,
I remember Weekend Update did the writers' bits.
The swap jokes.
Yeah, and that was really funny. But.
And then Ken was like, I haven't watched SNL live in 10 years.
Yeah, it was a nice moment for all of us.
Ken just kept yelling, funny, not funny.
So Christian's trying to pull up Streamlabs on his desktop now to try to make
Cody,
it work.
Cody, Blink-22.
As soon as I pull it up here, now.
Oh, he's mad. This is what System of a Down does.
Why do you have to give us money?
Unreal.
All right. Yeah. In the meantime, we'll play the B-sides of Blink-182 songs.
Bring it
At this point, if you didn't have any Streamlabs, you'd have to make some up just to redeem the effort.
Yeah, put this on black.
If you're like, oh, I want to hear my name read out.
Yeah.
Bobby Mitchell donated via Streamlabs. Thank you, Bobby.
Bobby Mitchell.
Bobby.
Washington
Bobby?
Football team legend, Bobby Mitchell.
Ellis, he says, any plans to come back to Detroit in the near future? My brother and I always have a great time at your shows and meet and greets afterwards.
Let's do the Comedy Castle, man. Let's do that. Yeah.
There it is.
That would probably be next year. That'd probably be 2022. Ooh. I will get on it, Bobby.
That'll be during the Delta
The Park
pandemic.
MGM over there?
Yeah. The Park MGM in Detroit, in D-Town.
Everywhere you go is a Park MGM now.
Everywhere. Park MGM just replacing all my memories.
Cody was born in a Park MG. Cody's parents did his childhood home. His room is now a little tiny Park MGM.
Let's see. ALV donated via Super Chat. Thank you, ALV. Guys, how about a Mario Golf with Mark and Josh?
Ooh.
Sure. Does Josh play?
I don't think he does.
It's a pretty easy game to learn.
Yeah.
I'll take anybody on at Mario Golf. Anything that is golf related that is not actually playing golf.
Yeah.
Sure.
I will play you.
So we won't go to Top Golf in Vegas.
No.
No.
We'll go.
Yeah.
But I'll lose.
Okay.
Playing the golf game. The
fine,
actual golf game.
You'll be in the pool. With the swim-up bar.
I still don't know that there's a pool at Top.
There absolutely is. Yeah.
I know there's a
It's kind of hidden.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not hidden at all. It's right there. I was like, can anyone walk
the one
up?
I saw was off like the edge. It was just, it was on the field.
Is it one of the holes?
No, it was like behind it, like behind like the bar.
I just know that anything that Cody loves in Vegas, eventually, it's not always going to be there. Yeah.
It'll change. Once he's there, he stands in front of it. This is where my pool was.
Yeah.
Senior Film donated via Streamlabs. He just donated.
Thanks, man.
Thank you,
Senior Film. Appreciate you. ALV again. Christian, did Roka touch your wand? You can tell us this is a safe place. Hashtag Horseman. No, he didn't. He didn't touch my wand.
Didn't do that.
Made frozen butterbeer come out of that wand. Yeah.
He probably would have tried to, but I would have said no.
Yeah.
AJ Lancaster donated via Streamlabs. Any chance of the Wangers play Mario Golf on Switch? It's got motion controls.
Everyone
really wants us to play.
I guess we got to do this.
We got to play.
You guys figure it out, and I'll come over here and I'll play it.
Do you have a Switch?
I do not. That's
why we got the Switch. Yeah. We can capture it and shoot something else. Yeah.
Got the Switch.
Yeah, we're not really doing stuff on Twitch that much anymore.
I haven't done it.
Yeah. ALV again, Streamlabs. You guys should really try Mario Golf. No, he didn't. he said, remember, guys, when Christian is preparing you a sandwich, do not ask him to put mayonnaise in it.
Right.
You put your dick because in you the have sandwich. A tendency to make love to
I make
the
my own mayonnaise.
Yeah. Yes. Mm, yeah.
Yes, you do. That's, yes, you
come. Getting it.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we got that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pick that up. Yeah.
ALV again. Yes, super
Thank
chat.
You, ALV.
Funny Cody fact. North degree is 57. What it's
North degrees 57
says it's N.
Uh oh. The wait that don't say it. That could be his activation code.
Oh, it could be. Graham was able to grow a beard before Cody could, but what really pains him is that his cats can actually grow beards too.
Everyone can grow a beard except me. It's really
one day. One day, just
even the cats.
Like Santa Claus, fool. Bam. Just there. Then you'll be sick of it. You're like, I have to shave this thing again.
Have you watched I Think You Should Leave Yet, the season 2?
No, oh, I saw
good,
it came out.
There's a good Santa Claus sketch in there.
Oh, right, nice. So Tim Robinson.
Yeah, one more. Popcorn donated via Streamlab. Hi, all. Do you know what other names your parents considered for you? Just learned I could have been named River, much cooler than Rachel. Laugh aloud. Have a good day. Any River? Alternate names?
For a girl, River?
I was almost Eric.
River's a cute name for a girl. Yeah.
I was almost Eric after Eric Heiden, the speed skater, who was an Olympian that year.
Ooh.
Later became a doctor.
Wow.
I was almost an Eric.
I was almost named Failure. Did not happen, but the idea is still
Park
there.
MGM.
Yeah, that's it. That was, I was going back and forth. Do I say Failure or Monte Carlo?
The second choice was Cody.
What do I do here?
Why did they name you Cody? Do you know
I don't know.
Do you know the origin
hate
story?
The name, though.
Jesus
you
Christ.
Can, wow. Like your name.
You can like something about
what's
yourself.
Your middle, what's your middle name? Again, Alan. Therapy will bring out the worst in you, but it also help you
it bring get you some sort of fucked up closure. Yeah, I get it.
Why'd Alan. Your folks name you Brian?
I don't know. They just like Brian.
Damn, you don't know? Yeah. Christian Slater was hot at the time.
They named you after Christian Slater.
Christian Slater, and then there was another Christian.
Christian Slater's still hot.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah. Man. It'd be weird if they named me Mark Jr. And then they changed it to Eric after I came out. My dad looked at me. He's like, that's not mine.
Never. That's that happened to my younger brother. He was supposed to be Zachary Ryan, and they messed up on the name on like the certificate. It said Ryan Zachary, and they were like, hey, well, actually. Well,
you know who else
cool.
that happened to?
Van Halen.
Oprah. Jesus.
Really? It was going to be Winfrey Oprah?
Her name was going to be Orpah after the biblical character, but they misspelled on the birth certificate, and so they just stuck with Oprah.
Wow, and that's why she's a fucking billionaire.
I was so scared filling that shit out. What? I'm like, great.
Oh, yeah, you had to fill out a birth certificate.
Don't fucking spell this shit wrong.
Oh, yeah. Gant.
Yeah, you don't want Gant.
Don't miss that R.
Yeah.
What's Grant's middle name?
Alan.
Yeah,
Mark Hoppus like is his middle name. Grant Mark Hoppus.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
There you go. Yeah.
It's a good name. Well, there it is.
That
was
stream.
It was good. It was a good time tonight.
That was fun.
All right. Good Same time next week, right?
Right.
I'm a wanger now.
Talk
hey.
To you tomorrow. Okay.
Anyway. Mark, do you want to read off some names as Brian does a little? Sure.
We're not leaving
after.
Yet.
Yeah, we're
outro segment.
We still
yet.
Have it.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to be gone for a few weeks. So. I'm not going to be here.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
So we I have might a guest do the show next week.
You do
too.
Have the guest?
Yeah.
Can you reveal the guest or no?
Well, he hasn't confirmed. He hasn't been a hard confirmed. Not hard 90, but
this smells like a knapsack.
It's Ken. But yeah, most likely it'll be
I'm
Ken.
In, but I'm not in. You know, I'll see if my schedule's free Monday night at 8 p.m.
So, all right. Yeah, he'll most likely be here next week. But yeah, just read a name, and then Brian's going to play a soundbite after.
All right, these are a lot of names. I'm reading all these.
50 fucking names.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Aaron J. Lancaster.
Hey, guys, look, it's Caesar's winner.
That's me in Vegas there, boys.
Aaron Woodley.
Cody Hall, that's a wanger.
Alec M.S. Young.
Ungrateful cock.
Alexis Lopez.
He's such a loser. It's hilarious.
Anthony Marrera.
What do you smell, a hot dog?
Arcadio Castellanzos.
Yeah, well, nyctophobia is the fear of the dark.
Axel the Hungry Hippo.
Anyways.
I hid from my family one time.
Billy Storm.
Still am.
Think of them as countries, dumbass.
All right, new game. I'm going to read as many names as I can without breaking.
Okay.
Bobby Mitchell.
What does the fox say? I don't know.
Brian King.
The fuck, dude?
Brian Arsenault.
Is it longer?
Chris Jones.
What seat?
Cindy Perez.
You're such a dick, it's hilarious.
Claire Steffen.
Fuck me in the ass.
Cody Watson.
Oh, man, it's on the tip of my ass.
Connor Kennedy.
All right. Hey, ladies.
DJ Red Hot Cox. It's the name. The name DJ Red Hot Cox broke me.
It gets me every time. Hot Cox.
DJ Red Hot Cox.
Wait. Say it again.
DJ Red Hot Cox.
But you can suck my balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Edith, Miss Petite.
Yes, I was young.
Alana Marie 10.
I...
Go ahead.
Robot!
Emmanuel Fuentes.
Oh my god, my dick is shriveled.
Enrique Cabrales.
Handies during the pandies. Make sure you're sanitized.
Gabriel J. Leyba.
Oh, did you make sure you bought a Coca-Zola?
Giorgio Miraflor.
Now listen, homo.
No, hey! Hey! I told you not to play it. I said homo erectus. I did not pause. He edited that.
Hernan Sebastian.
God damn it.
Blasting big cocks.
God damn it.
James Chesney.
What's the name of that little fuck?
James Lavario.
They have titties.
Jason Harvey.
My Fisto.
John Nodo.
I can't believe nobody's saying the name of the little fucker.
Joseph Tanana.
Tick tock, make it rock, suck my cock.
JP Bieler.
Oh, mama.
Carl Soderback.
The black holes.
Kimberly.
Taking their titties out.
Kyle Johnson.
I can't believe nobody's saying the name of the little fucker.
Maris Thornton.
Oh, my mom texts me. She's home.
Mark Murrow.
How much are the big ones?
Matthew Picard.
What happened to Bubba Sparks? Remember Bubba Sparks, guys?
Mike Austin.
Dick, 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 dick,
dick. Michael Bittner.
Can I get a pound of meat?
Nathan Heredia.
What's that little asshole's name?
Nick Wade.
Get it right, hit it tight.
Paul Acton.
Put a tan on it, then see what it do.
Ramon Cock.
I found you, Miss New Booty.
Real Snacks Attack.
Up the ass.
Robert Gerbig.
Absolutely. I'd get punched in the face 3 times before sticking a car up my ass.
Rupin E25.
Because we're whores.
Samantha Leon Mendoza.
Come in his mouth.
Sang Lei.
A white dude. His name was John.
Sean Wingblade.
I had respect for you, lady.
Senior Film.
But now I take it all back.
Space Wolf Lounge.
When I met you last night, baby.
Steak Sauce.
Cocoa Puff Sweet Bitches.
Terry Stockwell.
I'll do that for free, baby.
Terry G.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
Thaddeus Maximus.
It's a lot of white. It's a lot of white up here. So I'm fitting in. Yeah.
TJ Jones.
Speaking of pulling out, guys.
Tyler Eklund.
I did it.
Zach McCordale.
These parents will go off like a nuclear bomb.
Good round. Good round, Bride. Good round.
A lot of new ones stuff. There.
We say dumb things. We
keep
say
a straight face.
Robot!
Through the wanger sound drops.
Thank you all so much. Appreciate every single one of you. Make sure you guys go to Mark L's Twitter, follow him, and buy tickets to his newest show coming out very soon. Coming out very soon?
Seattle.
Going live very soon. Seattle, July 24th.
Vegas, September.
Vegas, September.
WangerCon.
September, what day is that?
6th through the 12th. It's a Monday through a Sunday.
Oh, ooh. I'm excited.
Going to be there fun.
Got to call it off.
Yeah.
Call off work.
Thank you all.
Beers at 10 a.m.
Oh. Woo. Go buy tickets right now.
That's
go
our
buy.
Meetup.
Bye, 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 bye.
Beers at 10 a.m.
Snuggles.
Beers. Snuggles at 10:30.
Please leave a comment down below. Hit the like button.
Sundays.
Brian, hit the music. You ready?
Oh, we're going
ready?
To music.
3, 2, 1.
Yay. I've been me all mess around.
All right, oh. All right. Hey, ladies.
I.
Robot. And this Thursday, High School Musical 2?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
High School Musical 2.
On the tip of my ass. Ooh.
Commentary that we're doing with her pal RB3.
That was a fun one.
It was a very fun movie. One. Yeah. Good movie.
Very good commentary.
And then I believe next week we'll do Space Jam
2.
Jamming my ass. What's it called?
Jamming my ass.
Legacy?
New Legacy.
New Legacy. Yeah. There you go. And be sure to check out our Wanger Drive Thru video, other episodes of The Wanger Show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and pledge to our Patreon. And once again, we got a big announcement this coming. Coming on your face this Saturday.
What? Watch that.
Go watch it. Mark's seen it.
Jersey Mike's.
Oh, I would fuck that shit out of that sandwich right now. Thanks, everybody. Bye. Thanks, Mark.
Big blast and big cocks.
Okay.